following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football with producer Rob Edwards and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related.
By Salina Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
By Happy Sack and Obi River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. It's Clay County's first football action of September, and the 2-0 Clay County Bulldogs come into their third contest well-rested after an early season bye week. Head coach Jake Johnson's Black and Gold Hounds are off to a great start, where they face their first real challenge of the season tonight. A near three-hour southwestward journey has brought them to Marshall County, Tennessee, a foreign location for the team from Salina, and the home of the 3-0 AP 5th state-ranked Cornersville Bulldogs. The first meeting of these programs promises to be an old-fashioned dandy, with both teams sporting undefeated records, utilizing suffocating defenses, and having their ranks swollen with upperclassmen who are looking to elevate their programs to higher levels of success. We've got a slobber knocker in front of us tonight on the Horizon Sports Network. It's Cornersville in Clay County, round one.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your locally independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agriculture parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent. Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of Clay County High School Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
PDS Disposal, serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders. And Budget Pest Control, when the Bulldogs win, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Coming up during the CarQuest pregame show, we will recap last week's game, find out how the Dogs' opponents fared, delve into a bite of Bulldog history, hear from Clay County head coach Jake Johnson, and much more as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, this is the CarQuest pregame show in our third Bulldog football broadcast of the season. We're on the road with the Dogs for the first of five regular season away games. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll be your eyes and ears from here in Cornersville tonight. Joining me is a great supporter of Tennessee State Parks and our network producer, Rob Edwards.
Well, thank you, Daniel. I drove through Henry Horton State Park here on the way here. Gonna stay the night and check that thing out again tomorrow. But my first time ever at Cornersville.
Yep, first time Bulldog football's been here, so no basketball events over the years for you in your 21 seasons.
Not down here. The closest we've ever been is Chapel Hill, just up the road. We played a Christmas classic there back in the early 2000s, years ago.
Also joining tonight is the man who has no rival concerning dedication to the Horizon Sports Network, our founder and role model, Thomas Weaver.
Daniel, as always, thank you for the kind introduction. You know, you talked about it. That may be the longest road trip ever for the Horizon Sports Network.
No, Copper Basin last year.
Are you sure? Did it take that long?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Either way, as right always, we made the most of it.
We did.
Pretty good pregame meal. Brother John, who's accompanying us here tonight, picked us out a pretty good spot down there in Lewisburg.
Moby's Family Restaurant and Sports Lounge, I think.
Had a good meal. Coach didn't join us, unfortunately, but I think he got filled up on the way.
Well, we did. We had a little meal there in Lebanon at Demos, so I'm pretty happy with that. I got some leftovers in the car to eat on the way
to
the hotel room tonight.
But as far as the road trip, you know, I'd drive a lot longer than that in order to lose, I'd have to, in order to lose my excitement about tonight, guys. This is what it's all about. A battle of two of Class A's best teams here tonight. Cornersville ranked number 5 by the AP. We're just outside of the top 10. You know, this is a chance for the Dogs to come on the road here tonight and prove themselves.
It is. You know, Coach Johnson in his fourth year, they talked about higher expectations, higher goals. And, you know, this one in terms of region play or playoff standing don't mean anything. However, it does mean, Thomas, like you said, can you play with single A's elite top 5 ranked team tonight? Let's see how it goes.
It's a chance. And there's one group that has nothing to prove, Daniel, and that's because they always answer the bell, and that's our loyal sponsors who allow us to make trips like this. We wouldn't be here tonight without them. And I tell you, just can't thank them enough.
Absolutely. You know, 2.5-hour trip from home, and couldn't do it, like you said, without those sponsors.
And, of course, we like to say the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper we publish each week, so we hope listeners will pick up a copy next week for coverage of tonight's game, pictures, and more. So up next, as we do every week during the pregame show, we'll talk about what was in the paper in our Horizon Weekly Recap segment. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show as we discuss what appeared in print about the Dogs coming up next after these words from our sponsor.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obi River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obi River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Holman's Dock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Holman's Dock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, and now it's time for us to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Horizon Weekly Recap segment, where we summarize the article detailing the Dogs' most recent game. The story talked about how the Dogs improved to 2-0 on the young season with a 34-0 shutout of Clinton County, Kentucky, heading into an early bye week, which Coach Jake Johnson explained is well-timed. The bye week couldn't come at a better time because we've not been healthy yet, and it hadn't gotten any better, he said. We've got to get some guys healthy, get some more guys in the mix, and obviously, based on that first half, we got plenty to work on. Johnson's comments were a product of subpar first half performance by the Dogs and the loss of a pair of two-way starters the same night. Those guys have played a lot of football on both sides of the ball, the coach said, of injured senior Carson Sharp and junior Keaton Arms. Before talking about the tale of two halves, it's hard to take away from and feel so poorly about a 34-0 win, but there was way too much left on the table in that first half. Daniel, your summary is going to show that, but it's also going to tell the tale of how Clay County responded to quite a bit of adversity.
It certainly does. You know, Clay County headed into the locker room at halftime only up 6-0 after squandering multiple scoring opportunities, Thomas, set up by a total of 4 Clinton County turnovers. Junior Joseph Markham forced 2 fumbles and joined senior Wade Coons with an interception, but the Dogs couldn't take advantage. The only Clay County score came on their second possession of the first half when they put together an 8-play, 73-yard drive to pay dirt. Sharp broke free for 22 yards to get the drive started before Arms found junior Alec Kerr through the air for a 19-yard hookup, and Markham crossed the stripe from 6 yards out. Following Coons' interception, stopping a Clinton County drive deep into Bulldog territory, Arms went down with a minute remaining in the second quarter, but was spelled by freshman Nate Adams under center. In his first action commanding the offense, Adams ripped off 3 straight completions to put his team in business, but Markham was tackled as time expired just shy of the end zone to end the Clay County threat. After regrouping at the half, the Dogs responded by scoring on 4 possessions in a row, while the Clay County defense also stepped up their intensity. Sharp ran in the initial second-half score, while Adams threw the first touchdown of his young career to Kerr for the second. Then Markham added 2 more rushing touchdowns down the stretch, while junior Levi Garrett went 4-for-4 on second-half extra points to account for that final margin, Clay County 34, Clinton County 9.
Nice second-half response, and amidst it, they totaled 291 yards of offense on 41 plays, including 158 rushing yards on 25 carries, and a total of 133 passing yards on 8 completions between the 2 quarterbacks. Adams went 5-for-7 for 85 yards and a touchdown in his debut, while Arms tallied 48 yards on 3-of-9 passing before leaving the game. Kerr was the leading receiver with 4 catches for 65 yards and a touchdown. Burchett caught 3 balls for 52 yards, and Markham also had a 16-yard catch. Sharp led the way on the ground with 14 carries for 108 yards and a touchdown. Markham carried 5 times for 42 yards and 3 touchdowns, while Arms carried 3 times for 4 yards, Burchett 1 carry for 1 yard, and sophomore Austin Anderson had 2 carries for 3 yards. Markham had a huge defensive effort with 10 tackles, 2 of those for loss, 2 forced fumbles, a fumble recovery, and an interception to lead the team. Garrett, who had a sack, a recovered fumble, and a tackle for loss, and Jimmy Burchett both had 5 stops apiece. Coons made 4 tackles and had that big interception, and Kerr and Arms each had 3. Rounding out the tackle list were sophomore Joseph Burble with 2. Adams had Anderson, senior Eli Smith, junior Hunter Kyle, sophomore Tyler Waffle, and freshman Lance Burchett all had 1 tackle apiece. Folks, get all the details, pictures, and more from tonight's game, just like Daniel and I talked about, in your Del Holla Horizon next week. We'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County at Cornersville.
here on the Horizon Sports Network. Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dawgs best of luck this football season.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution to tackling projects of any size. Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to the CarQuest Free Game Show. It's time for About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques and owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren. First, we'll look at the playoff history of tonight's opponents. The Clay County Bulldogs have made the TWSAA playoffs for four consecutive seasons and have 23 appearances overall, dating back to their first in 1983. Clay County's playoff record is 10-23, with their furthest advancement being the semifinals in 1985. The Cornersville Bulldogs have advanced to five consecutive playoffs, and they've made 10 playoff appearances overall, dating back to their first appearance in 1972. They have a playoff record of 9-10, with their furthest advancement being the single-A state championship game on two different occasions, where they finished as state runners-up in both 2017 and 2018. These teams are meeting for the first time in their histories. Typically, at this point, we share the single-game series stat leaders. Since none exist at this point concerning this series, we're going to share our Bulldog football's known all-time single-game leaders instead. We'll start off with rushing yardage, as we always do. Top mark there, back in 2006, Trey Richardson ripped off 312 rushing yards against Mount Juliet Christian. We'll play that right into rushing touchdowns. Three guys tied with five apiece. Trey Richardson in that same game, he had five. 2013, J.R. Fraga had five against Red Bowling Springs. And then 1994, the great Clay County Sports Hall of Famer Gary Davis had five rushing touchdowns, also against Red Bowling Springs. To wrap up rushing, the longest rushing touchdown in Bulldog football history. 2019, we had the pleasure of calling it here on the Horizon Sports Network. Will Ogletree, 97-yarder in a big win over Gordonsville.
Never forget it. Passing yardage leader came in 2010. It was Alex McLaren playing against Oliver Springs, threw for 308 yards in a game. Passing touchdown leaders, looks like we got three here, tied with five at the top. The great late Kevin Watson, who's in the Hall of Fame against Jackson County, did it in 1986. Our Uncle Bill Napier did it in 1974. Against Red Bowling Springs, both of those in the Hall of Fame. And then Seth Mackey had five against Zion Christian in 2015.
Jumping to receiving yardage, the all-time leader, White Mabry, also the all-time leader in a single game, 265 yards receiving in that 2015 Zion Christian game off the arm of Seth Mackey. White Mabry also leads the way in receiving touchdowns with four, same game, 2015 Zion Christian.
Longest receiving touchdown came in 1988, and it spanned 96 yards.
Scott Barlow hauled one in from Stephen Arms, the greatest of all time, the Don, the black and gold, against Good Pasture Daniel. And, of course, we know Arms is in the Hall of Fame, too.
Jumping to the defensive side, recent one here, Dylan Maxfield leads the way in single-game tackles. He was recorded as having 29 stops against Jackson County in 2017. Sacks, great defensive end, the late Jonathan Frazier, his junior year in 2002, recorded 5 quarterback takedowns behind the line of scrimmage against Red Bull and Springs.
And here's a number for you, Daniel. Chase Stevens, 2003, is the interception leader. He had 5 INTs. Against Tennessee Temple. I think I'd quit throwing it.
Yeah, that's crazy. We saw Alec Kerr had 3 last season, and that was just very unusual. Chase with 5. Amazing there. Longest interception return touchdown, 1970. Mike Barlow took one 90 yards, pick 6 to the house against Gordonsville.
Longest kickoff return touchdown tied here with 98 yarders. In 1980 is Dwayne Reeser, and then in 1987, Brian Burchett. You can't run much farther than that, Daniel.
Certainly can't. Reeser's coming against David Lipscomb, Burchett against Good Pasture. And to wrap it up, the longest punt return touchdown. Also a 98-yarder, this one, the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame player and coach, Harold Watson, all the way back in 1958, his senior year, 98-yard punt return touchdown. That concludes our opponent portion of About a Bulldog History. After a word from our sponsors, we will return with our illustral and decadal history.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Projects of any size.
Tonight we continue our weekly celebration of the Bulldogs of the past by recognizing a team that's celebrating either a lustral or decadal anniversary. Last week we discussed the 1956 Bulldogs. This evening we turn back the clock 55 years to 1966. John Lennon claimed that the Beatles were more popular than Jesus. The number of U.S. troops in Vietnam was drastically on the rise. Entrepreneur Walt Disney died, and John Teeples was in his 12th year as the head coach of Bulldog football. Thomas, this football team, as you call off the names in a moment, we're going to recognize a lot of them. Some great players, not the greatest of seasons, a 4-6 record overall, kind of an in-between year. Jack Napier and Dennis Smith, along with Fred Emerton and some others, had graduated the previous year off a Strawberry Bowl team. And there's some young guys that you'll name who go on to a Blanket Bowl a few years later, kind of an in-between time right here. They averaged 13.9 points per game scored, gave up 18.7. We'll go through that schedule in a minute. I'll let you share all of those players.
Sounds good, Daniel. Had an eighth grader on this team, Gary Austin, and then four freshmen, his brother Larry Austin, who's in the Hall of Fame, Tommy Key, Gary Spears, and Lynn Strong, and then nine sophomores, a big class there, Haskell Bailey, Danny Bowles, Jerry Burnett, Jesse Capps, Terry Collins, Donald Harris, David Turner, Wallace Walker, and Butch Young. Six juniors on the team. Lester Bowles, Butch Burnett, who's sitting here just below us in the stands, Larry Lacy, our Uncle Don Napier, who's also in the Hall of Fame for his contributions, Jackie Poindexter, and Kenneth Spivey. And then eight seniors, Daniel, Galen Austin, Robert Davis, Bill Hamilton, Raymond Lacy, the great Russell Richardson, and Coach David Threet, who are both also in the Hall of Fame, of course. I didn't realize they were in the same class.
Yeah.
Head coach John Teeples, assistant coach Bobby Westmoreland, both Hall of Famers. And then the manager, Stephen and Chitwood and Jerry Cummins, and we talked about those guys, went on to become great players also.
They did. They would have been perhaps freshmen, I think, maybe sophomores. Mr. Chitwood, I believe a freshman on this squad, Jerry Cummins, sophomore. But, yeah, they played later on, were great players themselves. Go ahead and look through that schedule. They opened up the season with a tough loss to Livingston, 0-13. Rebounded, though, the next week with a big win over Baxter, 28-9. Week three saw them go back into the loss column with a close 60-20 loss to Monterey. Faced a strong Monroe County, Kentucky team out of Tompkinsville. Lost that one 13-33. Then faced a fierce Trousdale County squad, and like a lot of teams of the past, fell to the Yellow Jackets, 6-35 on the score on that one. So at that point in the time, Thomas, after the first five games, we see them with a 1-4 record. Time to regroup. Here comes Gordonsville in the sixth game and get a big win there. Always nice to beat the Tigers from Gordonsville.
Well, that's huge, Daniel. I don't care if you just won four games or not in that season. That's your season right there. If any time you can knock off the Tigers in convention fashion, that's a win.
Well, to fast forward to current day, you know, that's what we've talked about all summer. All spring camp, you know, beat Gordonsville, beat Gordonsville. This 1966 group took care of that. Seventh game of the season, they dropped to Smith County 0-33 before having a huge win over DeKalb County 34-7. Tough loss to York Institute in the ninth game 13-32 before wrapping up the season with that fourth and final win over Jackson County, the Downriver Rivals, 14-7. So, all in all, I'm sure if you talk to some of those guys, they may remember it as a bit of a disappointment. If this is a strong season, you look at those losses, Livingston, a bigger school, Tompkinsville, bigger school, Trousdale County's turned into a bigger school, always a strong program, Smith County, a bigger school, York Institute, a bigger school. So this is a tough schedule, very tough schedule that they played. Solid football team, though, and we talked about a lot of those names that were sprinkled in throughout, some greats. We always share the cheerleaders. Thomas, I'll let you do that.
Well, we've got Shirley Beasley, Joyce Bowles, Jane Parsons, Jackie Allred, Jane Clark, my Aunt Robbie Weaver, Judy Fisher, Gladys Boone, and Donna King. And the football queen, Daniel, was Wanda Beasley.
There you have it, folks. It's been our pleasure to discuss the 1966 Salina High School Bulldogs, who are celebrating their 55th anniversary. This has been about a Bulldog history, brought to you by Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles. You're listening to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278, or just stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is a pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsboro. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal. Serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. And Budget Pest Control. When the Bulldogs win, get 10% off termite spray that week.
Up next on the Carquest Pregame Show, an interview with head coach Jake Johnson, and still to come, the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, a game time weather report, a final word before kickoff, and the announcement of the starting lineups. Stay with us here as we get ready for Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Now, Bulldog fans, let's go inside the locker room with head coach Jake Johnson, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years. This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Russell Richardson Doghouse, just hours away from the Dogs' road trip to AP number 5 ranked Cornersville, where Clay County will look to get to 3-0 with a statement win. I'm here with Bulldog head coach Jake Johnson for this edition of Inside the Locker Room. Coach, as always, appreciate you having us over today.
Appreciate you coming in, Thomas.
Well, we got to go back 2 weeks to talk about the last game, Coach. A 34-0 shutout of Clinton County, Kentucky. Got it done in the end, but there's a lot of developments out of that blowout. Had some bad, had some good. And, of course, the bad was that subpar first half and then two major injuries from a couple two-way starters.
Well, historically, Clinton County has always gave us fits for a half.
Right.
They're so unconventional. They've got some athletes that can really give us some problems, make themselves hard to defend. Luckily we had the bend but not break style out there. And, first half, just a lot of uncharacteristic miscues, penalties, just things you don't expect from a veteran team. However, we overcame that, and the injury bug, the bye week early couldn't come at a better time as to prepare for this next game and get some guys healthy.
And specifically on the injuries, two major cogs, Coach, your starting quarterback, starting inside linebacker, your starting tailback, who also starts at DB, and Keaton Arms and senior Carson Sharp, that's got to be tough.
It is, and those guys mean a lot to us. Number one, you lose a quarterback, that's a big issue, but, he's just as good, if not better, as an inside linebacker, and that's such an unusual combination. And, that physicality and that style of play sometimes leads to those things like that. But, Nate Adams did a great job the other night spelling him. He's had 2 weeks to prepare. And, Carson, luckily we have, a stable of backs. We can kind of rotate through. He's our leading rusher, no doubt. We talked about that core group of seniors, being the heartbeat of our team. Anytime you're missing those guys, on the field, that leadership is something that's hard to overcome. But, fortunately we've had 2 weeks to kind of, get some other guys back. Stone Lynn's back to 100%. John Hamilton's on his way back. John's been a big missing piece for us there for a little while. And just get some other guys ready and try to replace those guys by committee.
As far as those two go, I know Arms is looking at, a few weeks, I think, Coach, and then Sharp a couple weeks right now. Is that where we're at?
That's kind of where we're at. And, that varies from day to day. And here's the hard part, is you hate it as a coach for your team as far as having to move things around. And, if you have any kind of heart to you, you hate it worse for them. And, you know, especially a kid that's his senior year, you know, you hate to see him miss any kind of time whatsoever. And, you know, same thing for Keaton. You know, unusual injuries have kind of plagued him throughout various times. You know, last year didn't really have any. But, you know, I was looking for this to really be his year, and the jury's still not out. There's time, you know, so, but it's on us to get these other guys ready, and, you know, we want them back on the field, but not push them so much to where we could lose them for the rest of the year. And that's a hard balance.
Right. Let's get past the bad, because there was good, especially with that second half response your team had, faced a little adversity maybe for the first time this season and responded to it, and a lot of guys stepping up also in that second half.
You know, 100%, and, you know, our offensive player of the week, we gave it to him just because of, you know, what he did was, you know, the freshman, Nate Adams, coming in with that gunslinging mentality. You know, the thing about him is, he's almost like the magic man. You know, we call him Cowboy Nate. He's always out there having fun with that Brett Favre-like mentality, making things happen out of nothing. He's really good at extending the play, avoiding pressure, and keeping his eyes downfield. Unusual poise from a freshman. And was 5 for 7 the other night, threw a touchdown, made a few plays happen out of nothing. But, you know, on top of that, our guys did a really good job rallying around him. And, you know, Joseph Markham came in and did a fantastic job spelling Carson there, and different guys stepping up in different positions.
Well, you got to talk about in that game, besides the people that emerged, you had one guy who's been consistent all year long that just kind of took it to another level, and that was the junior Joseph Markham. Both sides of the ball, coach, you know, led the team in scoring. I can't remember what all he had, but he checked every box on the defensive side of the ball.
Double-digit tackles.
Yeah, 10 tackles, you know, a couple of interceptions, fumbles, so on and so forth. But what a game Joseph Markham had.
That's just Joseph, you know. And here's the thing with these guys. We see them every day, and we almost undervalue them and undersell them. But, you know, Joseph's a gritty competitor, and he really committed this offseason to, you know, getting bigger, faster, and stronger. And he did. You know, he's put on 15, 20 pounds, and surprisingly, he's got faster. You know, just the level of maturity and stuff you see from him from a sophomore to a junior. You know, he's always had the ability. You'd see it in flashes, but he's really starting to put it together.
You're going to need Joseph and all those guys we just talked about tonight. And what is really a huge matchup, Coach, a long road trip, but this is a chance to kind of Clay County to make a statement going down against the top five ranked Cornersville.
You know, and this is what you call an excitement game, you know, and I've been back and forth all the way. I get nervous, I get excited, you know. We want to see what we got, and you can't really – I don't think you get any better by playing subpar competition. This is one of those – they're in the west side of the bracket. We would never see them, you know, outside of the regular season unless you've gotten to a state championship scenario. So it's good to see – a big physical team, you know, something out of the usual to kind of prepare you for the rest of the way.
And we talked about their tradition. I think it was maybe 17 and 18. They were 1 point away from winning a state title, went to the state championship game 2 years in a row. This is a program with pretty good tradition, too.
Oh, 100%. And, you know, that's something that you know, if you wanna be the best, you gotta beat the best. And you know, once again, if we don't see that, how are you gonna know? But yeah, you know, it's a good measuring stick to see where we are as a program. And you know, that's the things that we've been trying to do and kind of emulate. So it's good to see how we stack up against that.
As far as scheme wise, you know, I've looked at a little film. I know you've been at it for a couple of weeks now. Just nothing really jumps out at you. Just a big, strong, solid football team, Cornersville is.
100%. And, you know, fortunately, we've had 2 weeks to prepare. And, you know, that's all we've been worried about for the last 2 weeks is, you know, getting healthy and get ready for Cornersville. But they don't do anything to wow you. They'll run right at your face. I mean, they are old school, ground and pound football. And they honestly remind me of very similar to last year's Gordonsville team.
Right.
You know, and that's, you know, we played them down to the wire, you know, within 10 seconds in a one final drive of being in the quarterfinals. And, you know, to overcome that, you know, we've got to get that confidence boost, you know, and we're not exactly the biggest guys in the world. But, you know, we're gritty, fast, and physical. So we need to be able to overcome that. And, you know, that's the one thing we've struggled with, and we need to introduce that to be able to get past that point.
Against a big, strong team like this, Coach, you know, we have no lack of skill and speed. Give us one key going into tonight. I know you talked about ball control earlier this week and trying to get them out of that. Is that it?
Well, yes and no. You know, if I was playing us, I would try to limit our possessions, especially if I feel like I could. You know, the thing we've got to is get them off the field on offense. Is, you know, create some three and outs because they want to drive that ball and sit on it and limit your possessions. If we can ever get them where they're playing from behind and start having to throw the ball and do some things they're uncomfortable with, I mean, I really think that's the key to it.
Sounds good, Coach. We're all looking forward to it. Good luck tonight down in Cornersville.
Thank you.
This has been Inside the Locker Room with Head Coach Jake Johnson, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales from machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Back here on the Car Quiz pregame show, time now for How They Fare from Farm Bureau and Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
All right, guys, welcome back. Jackson County High School moved to 1-1 with a 27-21 over Sail Creek Panthers last week. Tonight they've got the Indians of Sequatchie County coming to Gainesboro.
Be a tough game for them, I'd say. Sequatchie's come up in the world this year a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know that they're usually opponents. Kind of an uncommon matchup, I think.
Clinton County, Kentucky fell to 0-3 after a 36-22 loss to McCreary Central Raiders. Tonight they're at Adair County. No comment on the Kentucky games?
I guess not.
Yeah, okay. All right. These Cornersville Bulldogs that we're facing tonight are 3-0, as you guys said earlier in the pregame show. They shut out Huntland last week, 39-0.
Very stingy defensively. Through these first three games, they've given up very few points. Very three dominating wins for them to open up the 2021 campaign.
Clay County's opponent next week, the Joe Burns Red Devils, are 2-1 after a 50-0 shutout of Red Bull and Springs, where I think it was like 40-0 halftime, so it was probably a pretty JV second half, I imagine. They are at Houston County tonight, who's 0-3, so you look for Joe Burns, probably be 3-1 next week when we travel down there. So another big showdown, regardless of what happens tonight.
First region matchup next week.
It will be. You know, Coach Atkinson probably got his team playing a little better. I don't know that they're up to the standards of old. Some of the competition they played, they got a good record starting out. But I feel like the Dogs may be their first competition of the season.
Yeah.
Westmoreland High School, homecoming opponent for our Clay County Bulldogs, are currently 0-3 after a 6-0 loss to Watertown last week, and that was two field goals by Watertown to win that game. Tonight they're at Smith County looking for their first win.
They've had a lot of tight games. I think they've lost one by a field goal, and
Portland.
Like you say, they're still going to be a solid team when they come to town for homecoming, I think, guys.
And they'll probably, honestly, they might be viewing that one as, hey, finally we're stepping down in
that's
competition
true.
A little.
Yeah,
know?
That's true.
Yeah. Red Bull and Springs currently 0-1 after that 50-0 shutout by Joe Burns that we talked about. Tonight, they host the Cosby Eagles, who are 0-3. And, you know, we had a long trip today, but Cosby to Red Bull and Springs, 203 miles.
Whoa.
And change of time zone as well on the way home. So not sure what time they'll get home, but I guess you'll travel for a win if you can.
That's
what I was going to say.
You might drive as far as you possibly can to get one of those.
Scott High fell to 0-2 after a 42-10 loss to the South Doyle Cherokees. Tonight they host the Austin East Roadrunners.
To me, they're kind of the most unknown opponent on the entire schedule, guys. I just don't know how to gauge them.
The only thing I know is Coalfield put it on them a few weeks ago, and we fared pretty evenly with Coalfield, who's a great single-A team, in a scrimmage. So on paper, perhaps the Dogs got the upper hand in that one.
You would think so. I mean, Scott has a 4A, yeah. I think, 4A school, so their numbers are probably pretty good. But, you know, they don't hadn't shown up in the win column yet. Grundy County Yellow Jackets, 0-2 after a 52-14 loss to Tyner back on August 27th was the last time they played. They have a bye week this week, too, so they have back-to-back bye weeks. I don't know if that has something to do with COVID or really what it is, but they got 2 weeks off.
Well, that's not a bad loss to a team like Tyner. Again, maybe another unknown. Don't really know much about them by what they've played so far.
Right. York Institute currently 2-2. Last week they played Monterey, lost 20-6, and then last night they beat Livingston, and I didn't write the score down. It was 35-14, I think, is what the score was. But the Hawkeye is currently.
We're going to go to break.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Back here on the Carquist pregame show, had to interrupt how they fired for an early playing of the national anthem and a prayer that was said here at Cornersville High School. Going to get right back into it. I think we were down to our Week 10 opponent, Gordonville High School. Is that right?
That's right. The Blue Tigers 3-0 after a 1-0 COVID win over Oliver Springs. Tonight they host Eagleville, who is 2-1.
Very similar game to what we're playing here,
yep.
In my opinion. Two Class A typical powers there. You know, I talked to an insider, I would guess, down at the Gordonville volleyball game across the street there, the junior high homecoming to get a bottle of water, and they were talking about how they're a little uncertain about the Tigers. Negative 55 rushing yards so far this year for them.
But somehow they've managed to piece together some nice wins over Watertown, over Smith County, so a little different Tiger team, maybe not as much brute force this year.
The Dog opponents were 10-15 overall so far this season. So let's pick a few games for tonight, guys. We'll start with the 2-0 Trousdale County. What are they, Yellow Jackets? At Macon County High School, who's 3-0.
Battle of Highway 10, I believe it is. I'll take Trousdale.
I thought about this one a little bit, but also kind of thought about how I've picked over the last few years, too. And, you know, Macon County thinks they're having a great season, but I'm going to have to go with Daniel, the tradition of the Yellow Jackets.
It's hard to pick against them. I'm going to go with them, too. That one's going to be a wash, I guess, guys. But you almost have to go with them. 3-0 Monterey Wildcats at the 2-1 Stone Memorial Panthers.
Stone, a lot bigger school. I'm going to take the underdog, though. I'm going to go with Monterey. Those guys are real close to each other, know each other. I think it's a big rivalry for Monterey, more so than Stone.
Well, at Stone, bigger school, like you say, superior bodies up front.
And the Wildcats are a whole lot akin to another Wildcat team that I don't care for, so I'm going with Stone.
I've jumped back and forth on this one, guys. I'm jumping to Monterey. 3-0 Upperman High School Bees at the 3-0 Fayetteville defending Class 1A champions, Tigers.
I'm going to take the small school, the defending state champs, Fayetteville. I'm going to sting the Bees.
I think Upperman's high octane, guys. Going to have to go with the coach's alma mater on this one, Bees.
I'm going Fayetteville. I just think they're...
First time you've ever picked against Upperman, I think.
It could be, but I just think Fayetteville. I think Fayetteville's opponents to this point have been a little stronger than Upperman's. They may surprise me, but I'm going with the Tigers. And finally, the last one, the 1-2 Cookeville Cavaliers at the 2-1 Sparty Warriors, a big rivalry game.
I take White County.
I
haven't been wishy-washy at all.
You have. I think Coach Jimmy Maynard is pretty upset with his team right now, and I think it's time for him to get a win. This is another rivalry-type game, and Cookeville's probably beaten them how many times in a row?
Well, I was going to say last time White County beat Cookeville was 2013.
Okay, so I think the streak continues. Cavaliers.
Sparty. Folks, this has been How They Fared from Farm Bureau, brought to you by Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, health, and home insurance. 6.5 minutes from kickoff. Please stay with us after these words from our sponsors.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to The Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, The Getting Place.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. Time for the Westmoreland Management Keys to the Game, where we ask Thomas his thoughts on how the Dogs can win against this big five, single A five ranked team tonight. Thomas, let's start on offense.
Well, we know there's questions on that side of the ball, guys. Anytime you take out two starters, including your junior starting quarterback and your tailback, there's going to be questions there. So, it may not go well right off the bat. There may be some settling in on that side of the ball. You know, you've got a freshman quarterback making his first start, Daniel. I think Clay County needs to get in the end zone early and often if they can to make Cornfield play from behind. But if we don't, I think the Dogs have to kind of weather that storm and not get down on themselves and stay the course.
Some great points. What about defense?
Defensively, it's pretty simple. Stop the run, get off the field. Coach preaches that pretty often, and I think that's definitely what it is tonight. Cornfield's going to line up and go straight at us. But specifically, third downs are going to be huge, Daniel. We've got to step up when it matters most. Or they're going to methodically try to salt this one away with their size and strength.
So what about that overall key?
Well, it's going to come down to a combination of that and come down to scoring some points. Like Coach Johnson said in an interview, if Clay County can get Cornfield uncomfortable, make them try to do something other than what they're used to, the Dogs are going to have a chance. This is size and strength versus speed and skill tonight. It's going to be fun, and, I can't wait to see which one wins out.
There you go. That's been the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, brought to you by Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years. Now we'll turn our eyes to the Marshall County skies and bring you the Cumberland Exteriors weather report. Temperature currently a pretty mild 71 degrees here in Cornersville. At halftime, it's going to drop to 66. And by the end of the game, record cool temps for this season, 63 degrees about 9 o'clock tonight here in Cornersville. The humidity, a fairly moist 64%. No precipitation has fallen today. And there is a slight 6% chance throughout the contest. No wind is stirring here in Cornersville tonight. And that has been the weather report, brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, gutters, roof metal, and more. They are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. We'll go ahead and jump into the final word here, about 3 minutes from kickoff. Make sure we have time to do the starting lineup after this. Coach Edwards, we're going to turn to you for this full coverage final word, where we ask you your thoughts before kickoff here, brought to us by Anschlock and Strong Insurance. Coach, make sure you cover it all just like your agency does. You're no stranger to big games, recently crowned a state champion yourself. Big atmosphere here tonight in Cornersville. What needs to take place?
Well, I think most importantly, I think we can't turn the ball over. I think we got to take advantage of our opportunities and maybe take advantage of any mistakes that they make. I think it's a game where you don't, team that makes the fewest mistakes wins. But I think most importantly, in the locker room for the game all week long, what I'd be telling my guys is, you know, all the pressure's on Cornersville. They're the number five team. They're the one that, you know, they've got to live up to that. We're traveling. Our quarterback's out. You know, just relax and play. We're going to mess up. We're going to make mistakes. Just play through them and relax. If you get behind, you can't panic. So that's to me, those are keys, big things that need to happen. And the bottom line is this: the only way we play Cornersville again is in the state championship game.
Correct.
Because they're in the West and we're in the East. So, you know, in the scheme of things, it's not a region game. Relax, play. It's a good measuring stick. See what we need to work on, see where we're at.
There you go. That's the full coverage final word. Sponsored by Anschlock & Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Sina today, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Captain Wade Coons out at midfield right now doing the coin toss. We'll wait and see who's going to kick off to start this contest. In the meantime, we'll give you the State Farm starting lineups brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Offensively for Clay County, that offensive line is back healthy. Starting at left tackle, a senior, Wade Coons. Left guard, junior, Levi Garrett. Center, junior, Stone Lynn. Right guard, sophomore Tyler Waffle, and right tackle playing his first action this season, junior John Hamilton. Receivers, two juniors, Alec Kerr and Jimmy Burchett. A pair of newcomers in the starting lineup. Seniors going to rotate in and out. Offensively at receiver, Jeff Spivey and Grant Strong. They'll be joined by sophomore Weston Burble. The running back, a junior, Joseph Markham, and the quarterback, first official start as a varsity Bulldog high school player, freshman Nate Adams, who played so great last week when he came in for the injured Keaton Arms. Defensively, nose guard, sophomore Tyler Wathel, also rotating there, Austin Anderson. Defensive tackles, junior Levi Garrett, junior John Hamilton. They'll be spelled by junior Hunter Kyle. The inside linebackers, a senior Wade Coons, junior Joseph Markham, and senior Eli Smith getting his first start. Outside linebackers, sophomore Weston Burble, junior Jimmy Burchett. Cornerbacks, freshman Nate Adams and senior Grant Strong. Joining them back there, the All-State junior, Alec Kurt Safety. This has been the State Farm starting lineups, brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew was there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. We'll play one quick ad and be right back.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Back here live, high top the visiting bleachers of Cornersville High School. Both teams coming out on the field. The visiting team, the Clay County Bulldogs, they're dressed in their white travel jerseys, gold numerals, black helmets, and black pants. The home team, the Cornersville High School Bulldogs, dressed in their home maroon color. They wear maroon from head to toe, with a C logo on the side of those helmets. Looks like it'll be Clay County receiving the opening kickoff of this contest. We'll see the offensive unit first. junior Jimmy Burchett, joined by his classmate Alec Kerr, going to be standing around the Cornersville 15-yard line to receive this opening kick. Clay County will be traveling from right to left. From our vantage point during this first quarter of play, Cornersville going to be kicking off from left to right. Thomas, single-A football at its finest.
No doubt about it. What an atmosphere here in Cornersville. And I tell you what, Bulldog Nation's kind of brought its own little small atmosphere with them, Daniel. Teams running out. There's people lined around the field here. Just a great atmosphere to start this one off.
I love it. Here we go. Cornersville, like I say, kicking off from left to right. Kerr and Burchett deep to receive. Cornersville's been known to use the onside kick at times. We'll see if they choose to open up in that fashion. Kicker puts his foot to it. It'll be fielded by Jimmy Burchett. He takes over at the 21. He's upfield now out of bounds. Clay County going to start for their first offensive possession. It appears to me on their own 27-yard line. We'll verify that spot in just a moment. 11:56 on this first quarter clock as the Clay County Bulldogs trot out into the offensive huddle. Offensive coordinator Chris Harris with an opportunity to strike first here tonight. The ball does set on the Clay County 27-yard line.
All eyes on freshman Nate Adams right here, Daniel. First snap as a starter in his career.
Time to get it on. Two wide to the left. It's Birdwell and Burchett. Two wide to the right. Looks like Grant Strong, accompanied by Joseph Markham. Kerr the tailback. Fire pass to him. Left side here. Alec comes up the sideline. Breaks the tackle. Crosses across the 35. Taken down to the 40. Has enough yardage for the first down. Nice, simple little swing pass. I called for a lot of Alec Kerr in this contest, and it looks like that's going to be the case. First play of the game, already a touch for Kerr. He's been limited during the first two games of the season. I look for a big dose of him tonight. 13-yard pickup on first down. Ball at the Clay County 40, 60 yards away from points. Two wideouts to either side. Now Burchett in motion from left to right. Adams with it, rolls to the right, has time to pass, releases downfield. Ball is nearly intercepted. A good defensive play by the inside linebacker, number five, for Cornersville. Rhett Woodard, a senior. This Cornersville bunch has a lot of juniors and seniors on this football team. Thomas, the biggest team we have seen physically so far.
No doubt about it, Daniel. As like I said, holding right there as quarterback Nate Adams rolled out to his right. Not sure who was the offender, Daniel, but Clay County is moving backwards. But you're right. This is one solid team. We're not talking about 6'5", 300-pounders, but we're talking about across the board, the guys are just solid.
100% so. 15-yard penalty, a big one. Setting the football all the way back on the Clay County 24-yard line. Setting up what's going to be first and around 25 yards. Adams in the gun. Markham in his right hip. Two wide to the right, one to the left. We do have an up back, Anderson. Option play, right side, pitch to Markham. He tries to get the edge, cannot do so. We called the Cornersville defense suffocating. In the opening of the Carquest pregame show, so far they've proved to be good penetration by the Bulldogs. This is a tough one to call tonight. Both teams, the Bulldogs, I'll have to use Clay County and Cornersville more than the mascot. Probably a loss of yardage, no, a pickup of one, it now sets at the Clay County 25-yard line, second and 24.
You see Coach Johnson and offensive coordinator Harris trying to get the ball on the edge here, Daniel, to try to counteract this size of the Cornersville.
Jeff Spivey split to the left. Grant Strong split to the right. Adams in the gun. Going to go down deep to the sideline looking for Spivey. Ball's underthrown. It's went up.
Oh!
And 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10. Taken down to the 5-yard line. Jeff Spivey uses every bit of that big 6'4" frame. The ball a little bit underthrown. Spivey elevates up and over the defensive back, grabs the ball, and heads downfield, motoring all the way down to the Cornersville 5-yard line. First and goal, Clay County. 10:30 on this opening quarter clock.
You put a kid like that in single coverage, Daniel, and you just throw it up to him, and that's what happened there. Just like you said, underthrown, but Spivey went up and got it.
Strong split to the right, Spivey to the left, Adams in the gun, Markham in his right hip, two tight end set, handoff to Markham, Jared cuts upfield, runs into a big defensive tackle, cram, knocks him to his feet, now taking out of bounds around the six, Markham running hard, Coach Edwards, he may have lost a yard, but it was not due to a lack of effort.
It took several of the maroon Bulldogs, we'll call them, to get him down.
They are spotted on the five. I thought Joseph had turned the corner, perhaps gained a little. Second goal from the five. Ball rests 15 feet away from 6 points. 9:54 and ticking. Opening quarter, fifth play of this dog drive coming.
You got both of them in the backfield here this time, Daniel.
Markham and Kerr, one at either hip of Adams, who's in the gun. Here's the snap. Hand off to Kerr. He's around right side. Now cuts north and south. Has positive yardage. Is he in? No. They're going to mark him down. From our vantage point, I'm going to call it the 2-yard line. I'll have to, Coach, can you see the down marker? Kind of a hard angle for us.
It's tough. It's 1 yard, 2 yards. It's less, two or less.
We're going to call it the one. Third and goal from the one, 3 feet away. So Kerr picks up 4 yards on the carry. Third down play coming. Sixth play of the drive overall. Adams in the gun. Kerr is right hip. Markham is left. Hand off to Markham. He's north and south. Does he break the play? No, sir, he does not. Good defense by the Cornersville Bulldogs right inside. They have a huge defensive tackle in there. Not very tall, but he is very wide. Also a good group of healthy linebackers. They stop Markham, who's our most physical runner, short. Fourth and goal from the one. Clay County capitalized off Spivey's big play earlier.
This is what it's all about right here, Daniel. Nose to nose on the goal line. Less than a yard to go. Let's see what they got.
Adams in the gun. Has it. Option play. Pitches to Kerr. Kerr hitting the backfield. Cannot break the tackle. Turnover on downs. Still a nice offensive possession for Clay County. Certainly a shame to not come away with points after having first and goal from the five. However, they have proved they can move the football. Maybe they've settled down a little bit. Now time for a defensive stand. Cornersville takes over in a precarious spot. The ball is going to be placed deep in their own territory. The 5-yard line is where they'll take over, 95 yards from the Clay County end zone. 8:25 on this opening quarter clock. Still scoreless here at Cornersville High School. As the Cornersville Bulldogs get their first try of the contest on offense. Grant Strong getting the start at this left corner for the injured Carson Sharp. Freshman Nate Adams at the other corner. Clay County running a 3-3 defense. Cornersville with it. Hand off to a wingback around left side. Very little running room. Going to be hard to identify tacklers tonight, but I know senior Wade Coons was involved. Also Levi Garrett. I'm not sure who the primary stopper was. Appears to be a pickup of what we'll call 1 yard, setting up second down. This Clay County defense, every bit as nasty and suffocating as the Cornersville defense. I look for a low score and a fire here tonight. Cornersville with it. I'll have to learn their names as we go. The quarterback is number 10, Caden White, Jr. White in the gun, hands off to a running back. Ben Franklin, the sophomore, he's running hard off left side. Does get positive yardage. Not enough for the first down. Advances out to the Cornersville 13-yard line. Set up third to about one. Who was the tackler?
I think you saw Jimmy Burchett with first contact in the hole there, Daniel.
Big play here. Third and one. Definitely not four down territory for Cornersville. A stop on this play would force a punt. Cornersville going to play it with a wide out to the right. It appears to be a double wing set. We're very low to field level. Not the best advantage to call play-by-play from. Hand off to a big fullback inside. I don't think he's going to get it. A host of Bulldogs swarming to the right side of the defensive line. Wade Coons recording the stop. Accompanied by sophomore Austin Anderson. Cousin John Weaver here doing some spotting for us tonight. I had no idea who made the stop. Jimmy Burchett also sticking his nose in, so Cornersville has to trot out the punt team. What a great job, Thomas, by that dog defense.
Now, that's a response right there, Daniel. You know, you could get down on yourself. You're turning it over on downs deep in your own territory. One of those missed opportunities, but the Bulldog defense standing up there, getting the ball back for their team.
The dangerous Alec Kerr stands around the 50-yard line to receive the Cornersville punt. Punter gets the kick away. Alec will have a chance to receive it. Fields it to the 45. Here he comes. Has blocking. 40, 35, 30, 20. 25, 20, 15, cuts back, he's in the end zone, Clay County scores, Colossae Junior Alec Kerr, redeeming the lost opportunity on the last offensive possession, a huge special teams touchdown for Clay County. The whole trip down here I've talked about, we need Kerr, but we just got some Kerr.
No doubt about it, Daniel. You know, just put the ball in his hands. That's all you have to do. When he makes two cuts, he's got the speed to outrun the rest, and just what a return there. Two guys on him when he caught the ball, got inside of them, broke it out to the sideline, juked one guy, and then he was gone.
45-yard punt return touchdown for Alec Kerr. Jimmy Burch at the long snap. Adams to hold, Garrett to kick. Kick is blocked by the Cornersville defensive front. At the 6:20 mark of the first quarter, it's the Clay County Bulldogs leading the AP 5th-ranked Cornersville Bulldogs, 6-0.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthRehab.com.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
With my mobile money.
Back here live from Cornersville, 6:20 mark, first quarter. Levi Garrett kicks it away right to left from our vantage point. Fielded by Cornersville at the 25. Here comes the return man. That's a nice little return. Brought down, though. Hunter Kyle involved on the stop, along with Grant Strong. Also credit Logan Jennings, the sophomore, 24 out there, getting involved on the stop, special teams-wise. So Alec Kerr puts Clay County up 6-0 after the 45-yard punt return touchdown. What a play, Thomas.
Yeah, and that's what we've been looking for. You know, we talk about it every broadcast, the ever-dangerous Alec Kerr, and that's why, Daniel, when he touches the ball, good things happen.
Cornersville taking over from their own 37, first and 10. Two wideouts to either side. Now a receiver in motion. Jet sweep around the left end. He's hit hard by Host of Dogs. Alec Kerr flying up, making the stop. Austin Anderson also doing a good job of lateral pursuit, forcing the ball carrier, Mason Callahan, into the sideline before Kerr came up and decked him. We're going to call it no gain on the play. Second and 10, still from the Cornersville 37. John Hamilton back healthy in this one. It looks like he's off of the defensive front line right now. Perhaps used him only on offense tonight. The front three right now, Tyler Waffle, Levi Garrett, and Hunter Kyle. They're getting good pressure up front. Cornersville with it, second and 10. Hand off inside to Franklin. Franklin working hard, tackled by Nate Adams. But only after Franklin gets close to a first down, we're going to call him a pickup of 9, maybe 10, to spend it on the spot. These chains are going to move. So a 10-yard pickup for sophomore running back Ben Franklin. Thomas, he's a good-looking specimen.
Yeah, he is, Daniel. You know, big, tall, not real fast, but definitely consistent carrying the ball.
Cornersville not going to go to the air much. They are a run-heavy team. Like to get straight downfield. This time they have three wide to the left, one to the right, handoff again. Nice run by Ben Franklin, but he was hit in the backfield and stopped. Only after picking up about 3 yards, Levi Garrett from his tackle position recording that stop. Garrett just a terror on that defensive line.
Yeah, he is. He's just been solid all year long, Daniel. We talk about the look and the drive that Levi Garrett's got, and he's starting off tonight with the same attitude. And we see Hamilton come in here, Daniel, on that defensive line.
Ball sits directly at midfield on the 50. Second and 7 for Cornersville, 50 yards away from points. Clay County leads 6-9, clock ticking, 4.5 minute mark, first quarter. Caden White in the gun, hands off to a back, he's off right side and met and hit hard. Markham sticking his nose in there, Jimmy Burchett accompanying him. Also Wade Coons coming off the bottom of that huddle, so hard to call tacklers off for this dog defense because they swarmed to the football, never more. Or always more rather than two guys, usually four or five.
Yeah, and then, you know, that one score that Alec Kerr has got this defense fired up, Daniel. They're playing inspired ball. Cornersville picked up one first down on this drive, but you can see
They're up and ready to play.
Fifth play of the drive coming. Third and six for Cornersville. They picked up 1 yard on the last carry. Two back set, fullback and tailback. Left hip of White. He throws the ball into the flat, incomplete. Did not have time. It was Weston Burble, the sophomore, coming on a safety blitz. He's the one that put the pressure on the quarterback.
And that's what Coach Johnson's talking about right there, Daniel. Get Cornersville out of what they're comfortable doing. You can see right there, no chance on that pass play. Threw it in the dirt with the pressure from Clay County, and now we're going to see another punt.
Fourth and six from the Clay County 49, right at midfield. Cornersville choosing to play field position, high, booming, spiraling punt. Kerrigan, a fire catch it. He had time. I would have loved to have seen him fielded that thing and headed upfield with it, but Clay County going to safely take over for what's going to be their second offensive possession of the contest. The ball rests at the Clay County 12-yard line, so they'll be operating 88 yards away from the Cornersville end zone. 3:30 on this opening quarter clock as they take over.
We talked about size and strength versus skill and speed. We've already seen it, a 60-yard bomb by Jeff Spivey Kerr with an electric punt return, Daniel. That's the way Clay County wins this game.
Adams in the gun. Double tight end, double wing set. New formation for Clay County. Hand off to Kerr on the little buck sweep back to the left. I don't know that he picks up yardage. I'm going to watch the down marker, see if it moves. Perhaps lost a yard. I don't think they never moved it, so this drive officially starting from the Clay County 11 rather than the 12, where they sit 89 yards away from the end zone. No gain on first down for Kerr. On second down, we're going to have Grant Strong split wide to the right. Joining him, Alec Kerr, Jimmy Burchett, and Spivey to the left. Adams rolls to the right, looks downfield, targets Kerr. He could go all the way. He's in 50.
You're not kidding.
Now a 40. Alec Kerr, 30, 20, 10. The junior getting it done. Two scores early in this one. Nate Adams on the rollout pass to the right. Beautiful little touch pass on the corner route to Kerr. He takes it the rest of the way for an 89-yard strike.
Yeah, this is unbelievable, Daniel, and what this freshman is doing, really. I mean, we've seen electric plays from Kerr, but managing the game right now, he's 3 for 3, and I'll have to add up the yardage, most of it coming after catch, of course, but Clay County's just playing great all the way around. Alec Kerr being electric, the freshman Nate Adams, the defense standing up, and it's paying off as Clay County leads 12-0.
2:37 mark in the first. Garrett on for the PAT, Adams to hold. Kicks away, wide of the mark to the right. Entering the contest tonight, Garrett, 8 of 9 on PAT so far, 0 for 2 tonight. We'll get that straightened out, though. Here's the important part. 2:37 left in the first. Cornersville 9, Clay County 12.
From Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit ClayCountyFarmSupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
Back here live from Cornersville, Levi Garrett to kick off once again. Third kickoff of the night for Garrett. From right to left, puts his foot to it. It falls right at the 24, picked up by a Bulldog from Cornersville. He's up the sideline. He could go all the way. 50, 40, 30, 20. Down to the 10. Going to be run down and caught from behind by Jimmy Burchett. A touchdown-saving tackle. Cornersville taking over with premium field position at the Clay County 1. Just a beautiful kickoff by Garrett. It came down, hit the turf at the 25, and came to a dead stop. However, a Cornersville return man comes up streaks right down the sideline, almost unnoticed. Everybody else over to the middle of the field, Coach Edwards. It just never got the pursuit.
I mean, it happened right in front of us, Daniel, and his right foot was inches from the out-of-bounds line as he was running down right in front of us. And unfortunately for Cornersville, he's able to stay in.
Give credit to Jimmy Burchett, too, for running that guy down.
Great hustle by Jimmy to save that. So Clay County with a chance here to stop it, perhaps. First and goal for Cornersville from the Bulldog 10, and it needs one play. Touchdown, Cornersville. So far, what an entertaining first quarter. It was Riley Qualls, the junior fullback, on the one-yard touchdown. Big play so far. We saw the huge hookup between Adams and Spivey that moved Clay County down early. Didn't score on that drive. However, good defense. We stopped Cornersville on their ensuing possession. Alec Kerr returns the punt return 45 yards for a touchdown. And here we've got a two-point conversion coming for Cornersville. Quarterback goes up under center, handoff again to Qualls. He tries to get in. They say that he does not. Good defense by Clay County. That was a huge stop. So, at the 2:18 mark of this first quarter, it is 12-6. Clay County with the one possession lead.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Back live here on the Horizon Sports Network. What a contest we've got going thus far. 2:18 mark, first quarter. And it's big special teams plays thus far. Kerr, 45-yard punt return touchdown. Cornersville, about a 74-yard return that set them up at the Clay County 1 where they easily punched it in.
Yeah, and don't forget the 89-yard hookup from freshman Nate Adams to Kerr for the other touchdown, Daniel. It's been a game of big plays. I expected it some, but this is really not the game we thought it was going to be.
No, not really, but we'll take it. We knew it was going to be a good one. Didn't expect the special team stuff, but glad it's going on, at least on Clay County's part. Cornersville to kick off, left to right. Kicker puts his foot to it, going to be fielded by Alec Kerr. There's that Jimmy.
That's Alec.
Alec with it. He is hit hard and brought down. Not much yardage there. Clay County's going to take over for what we'll call their third offensive possession. Pretty deep in their own territory. Have to see where they lay this football down. 2:12 mark of the first quarter. Action packed so far.
You know, besides the one play there on special teams, you couldn't have a better start, Daniel, than Clay County's had here tonight. Coach Johnson talking about wanting to get up a couple scores. Well, they did that. But Cornersville answered with a special teams play. Let's see how Clay County responds.
Black and gold taking over from their own 28. Hand off to Joseph Markham inside. He runs hard, but not much room. Picks up two, advancing up to the Clay County 30-yard line, setting up second and 8. Nate Adams continuing to play great. As a freshman here, filling in for the injured junior Keaton Arms, has a foot ligament issue on the top of his foot. Probably going to be out 5 to 6 weeks. 3 wideouts to the left here for Clay County on second down. It's going to be Spivey, Kerr, and Burchett. Grant Strong split wide to the right by himself. Adams in the gun, going to be throwing deep down the field. Now he's under pressure, almost a strip sack. Adams did a nice job of holding on to it. Big defensive tackle, number 54, Barrett Powers, a senior, came back through there, almost took it away from Adams. He showed his strength there by hanging on to the football before he was taken to the ground.
Yeah, good job by the freshman there. Knew he had the pressure. Still with his eyes downfield, Daniel, but knew enough he needed to tuck the ball and get down.
Ball now rests at the Clay County 22. Loss of 8 on the sack. Setting up the Dogs for a 3rd and 16. Two wide to the left, two wide to the right. Markham at the left hip of Adams, who's in the gun. Here's the snap. Adams to throw. Has time. Fake pumps. Rolls to the right. Releases downfield. Nearly intercepted. Kerr had to turn into a defensive back and come back to the football that was underthrown. Adams under pressure, having to roll to his right, could not get the full strength of his body behind it. Alec getting it knocked down like a safety right there.
Yeah, Kerr bailing Adams out right there, Daniel. That's the cardinal sin of a rollout pass. We all know that. If you can't set your feet and get some mustard on it, you don't need to let it loose. We've all done it, of course, and Kerr bailing Adams out right there. You know, live to fight another day. Got a punt here. 45 seconds to go here in this first quarter, Daniel. And Clay County's ahead 12-6. Nothing to be ashamed about.
Absolutely not. First time these programs are ever meeting on the football field. We've got Markham on the punt. He puts his foot to it. No, it was Nate Adams who punted that football. Jared Markham has punted now for 3 years for Clay County. I'm assuming perhaps that we have Adams back there to create an opportunity for a fake punt if it comes up later. A couple years ago, Jake Ashoff used to punt, and he was known to throw some passes out of that formation. I'm assuming since Markham's playing, he's healthy, and so is a change was to possibly later in this game create a fake opportunity because Markham's an excellent punter.
Yeah, I agree with you, Daniel, setting something up there. But listen, this is a huge possession here for Cornersville and this Clay County defense. Best field position of the night for the other Bulldog team. The Dogs in the white and black need to step up.
Cornersville with it from the Clay County 47. First
just
and 10.
Like
hand off. Almost a tackle for loss. Back does a good job of getting upfield. Ball on the ground. Penalty flags fly. Lots of action in front of us. A whole lot of chaotic stuff to straighten out on this play.
Boy, that's a senior, Grant Strong, low in his shoulder and laying a lick there, Daniel. And I think he knocked that ball loose.
Forced
a
fumble.
We're going to see a holding call, I think, was first
indication. Blocking the back.
Or blocking the back one.
Rhett Woodard, a senior running back for Cornersville. So far, about three, four different guys have carried for Cornersville, Coach. Each one of them a load to bring down.
They certainly are. They have a lot of options there in the backfield, and I think that's part of their game plan. I didn't watch a lot of film on them, but I was able to watch a little bit with you, Daniel, and, you know, just one after the other. They just keep coming at you.
Holding penalty is going to back Cornersville up into their own territory. Replay first down, so it's first and about 20. Now Cornersville has it from their own 43. They play it with two wideouts to either side, a running back at the right hip of Caden White, who's in the gun. White with it. The left-handed quarterback throws to his left. It's a good-looking ball intended for Hunter Fitzgerald. The senior wideout could not hang on. Credit good dog coverage on the play. Second and 20 after the incomplete pass. Cornersville does not have a downfield passing game.
They do not whatsoever, Daniel. And like I say, that big special teams play was huge for them. They don't get chunk plays. They're straight ahead banging out, you know. So that was huge. It got them back in this ball game.
13 seconds left in this first quarter. Action packed so far. Cornersville with it, second and 20. Two wideouts to either side. White in the gun, running back at his left hip. Clay County going to rush the three down linemen, perhaps send a linebacker or two on a blitz. Coon drops in the coverage along with others. And a Sam! Is it Hunter Kyle?
I think it is.
Hunter Kyle recording his first quarterback sack of his career. The junior has come on board this year and played great in the absence of John Hamilton, and he's kind of earned a place to keep on that defensive line. Huge play by Hunter Kyle as the first quarter comes to an end. At the end of one, it is Clay County 12, Cornersville 6. When we come back, it'll be Cornersville from deep in their own territory, third and 35.
You're listening to a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Dalhalla Horizon newspaper.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience, Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SlineHealthRehab.com.
If you haven't yet done...
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network from Cornersville High School, 12-6, the Clay County Bulldogs leading the Cornersville Bulldogs here at the start of this second quarter. Cornersville are going to have it in a very precarious situation, third and about 35 from their own 35-yard line. Power eye backfield with White, who's in the gun. Hand off to Franklin. He's off right side. The big back has a lot of yards. However, it was third and 35. So he advances it up for a 10-yard pickup or so. Going to be tackled by Grant Strong, according to the PA announcer across the way.
I think that was 33, Kyle.
Ball now sets at the Cornersville 45 after a pickup of 10 by Franklin. Still about 3rd and 20, though. Well, actually, 4th and 20. Punt situation. Alec Kerr goes deep. I hope that he has an opportunity once again.
Yeah, if I'm Cornersville, I'm squibbing it down the middle of the field.
Punts away. It's a high boomer. Oh. Kerr going to fire catch it. Did have some Cornersville Bulldogs right in his face. Nice job by Alec. Clay County going to safely take over. This will be their fourth offensive possession of the contest, first of this second quarter. They do lead it 12-6 as they take over at the 11-17 mark of the second quarter. Dogs going to play with it from their own 26-yard line. 74 yards away from points.
You know, either team not seeing much yardage on the ground so far tonight. It's been about the big play, just like we said. Clay County is looking at negative rushing yardage, and I think, you, Coach, what did you say you had for Cornersville, about 16 total yards?
Yeah, at the end of the first quarter, they had 16. They added 10 right there on that run on third down, but 26 total yards for a team that lives by the run game.
Well, again, negative rushing for Clay County. But then you look over the freshman, Nate Adams, 3-for-4 with a touchdown, 162 yards through there.
That's pretty big. 162 passing for Adams. Is that what you're saying?
In the first half?
No.
First quarter.
Well, he's on pace for a 500-plus yard night. We announced currently Alex McLaren leading all time with 308 in a single game. Adams over halfway there. Here we go. There was a penalty against Cornersville. That's why we hadn't been calling action. Now we're back under play. It's 1st and 5 after Cornersville defense jumps off sides. Little pass, little shovel pass forward to Burchett. Jimmy with it in open space. Almost broke that last tackle. Picks up around 4, maybe 5. The play originated from the Clay County 31 after that 5-yard penalty. Now it sets at the Clay County 38-yard line. So pick up a 7. That does count as pass yardage. It looks like a jet sweep if you're familiar with that term. However, Adams tossing it forward about 3 feet to Burchett, so it counts as a forward pass. Adams in the gun. Markham is left hip. Brings Kerr in motion. From right to left, same play. Little shovel pass ahead to Kerr. Kerr around left side running hard. Picks up around 7. Alex running hard. I've never seen somebody with his size frame be able to propel himself with as much force as he does. Thoughts on that, Coach?
Well, you know, Alex, just he's a tough kid, strong kid. He runs behind those pads and just, picks up that extra yard after contact.
Ball at the Clay County 46, 2nd and 2, 2nd and 3, something like that, 2nd and short. Adams in the gun, 3 wide to the right. Nate to pass, goes downfield, seam route, and a miscommunication between freshman quarterback Nate Adams and his cousin Jimmy Burchett. Jimmy cut inside on a hard dig route. Looked like Nate expected him to continue on downfield on the seam, so kind of lucky to come away with just an incomplete pass.
Yeah, I agree with you, Daniel, but not a bad down to take a shot. Brings up 3rd and 2 here, you know, short yardage. So not a bad time to take a shot. And I tell you what, Adams doesn't care to turn it loose. That was a bullet ball across the middle down the seam, just like you said. If Burchett don't break that off, I think it's a score.
I agree. 4th play of the drive coming. Adams in the gun. 2 wide to either side. Now Burchett in motion left to right, making it trips to the right. Option play. Markham with it. Head full of steam. Across the 50, 45, 40. Graham, he knocks over the man. Still on his feet. 30, now taking it out of bounds. Joseph Markham putting it all together on that one play. We saw him running with physicality. We saw a spin move. We saw a stiff arm. Markham getting it deep into Cornersville territory.
Just kept bouncing off tacklers, Daniel.
You know, they had him completely stopped at one point, Daniel, and took on the hit and just stonewalled that guy and then hit the burst of speed down the sideline.
Ball at the Cornersville 31. Adams in the gun. Spivey, Kern, Burgess split to the left. Strong by himself to the right. Adams rolls to the left. Has time to pass. Releases downfield. Incomplete. A little bit out in front of Jimmy Burgess. Good play call there by Coach Harris. I think he's calling an outstanding game thus far from his offensive coordinator position. His players doing a nice job of executing it. Things going well for Clay County. They do lead 12-6. 10:07 left in this second quarter. Clock is stopped after that incomplete pass. Sixth play of the drive coming. Second 10, Clay County playing from the Cornersville 31. Adams in the gun, two wide either side. Hand off to Markham. Joseph inside, cuts north and south, still on his feet. He's got a first down and more. Plows over three different guys. Finally taken down by four different Cornersville Bulldogs. And the big man, Joseph Markham, who had such a career night the last time out against Clinton County, Kentucky, is doing it again.
Yeah, that was
14-yard
line. I talked about him being stopped on the last play. He was turned around backwards on that play at one time, got hit, backpedaled for about 5 yards, then spun around and kept going.
First and 10 from the Cornersville 14, three wide left. Grant Strong by himself to the right. Adams with it. Hand off to Markham. Why not? He's inside again. Not as much yardage this time. Joseph being brought down by a host of those big Cornersville defensive linemen. Positive yardage is gained, though. Looks like 2 yard pickup. It sets now. We'll call a 3 yard pickup. We got it sitting at the 11. It was at the 14. Clay County playing pretty quick here. Markham at the left tip of Adams. Burchett and Bird will split to the left. Kern Strong split to the right. Markham moves a little early. No flags fly, though. Ball's thrown. Ooh! In and out of the hands of Strong. Strong running a slant route inside. Adams threw it a little wide of the mark. Strong pats his chest, though, said, hey, I should have had that. It would have been a tough catch, though.
Yeah, I mean, that ball was definitely behind Strong there. Amazing that he could actually stop and get his hands around and get both of them on it. Great job by the senior trying to bring that one in. Just a tough catch to make.
Here we are, third and 9. Four down territory for sure. Actually, third and 7, it looks like. Ball still sits at the Cornersville 11, so Clay County can pick up a first down without scoring. Strong and Kerr split right. Burchett by himself to the left. Austin Anderson in the game is a fullback. Markham the tailback. Option play left side. Pitch to Markham. Markham going to be hitting the backfield. We just could not get the block on that physical defensive back for Cornersville, and a big loss there. So Clay County fourth now and around 14. They can throw for the end zone or throw for the sticks, either way. Not a huge difference between the two. Jeff Spivey checking into the contest. Anderson coming out.
We've seen that new option look several times already tonight, Daniel. I think you've got to get a little more downhill. We're seeing them go horizontal at best. They're retreating as they're running down the line of that option. Got to happen a little quicker. Got to happen a little more downhill.
Ball at the Cornersville 18. Fourth and about 13. Three wide right. Adams in the gun. One wide left. Adams to throw. Releases to the corner of the end zone. Targeting Kern. Penalty flags fly. Could be pass interference. If so, we're looking at a potential first down for Clay County. We'll have to wait and see. What'd you see, Coach?
I saw Alec Kerr being held by the jersey for about 7 yards right there before he let him go.
I don't know if they can deem that one uncatchable. It probably was, but I'm sure they can't go back and look
Kerr
at that.
Kerr could get anything.
That's right. Who knows if you don't hold Alec Kerr what he can get to.
There is a conference between the White Hat and his helpers
tonight.
That's
what
tonight.
They're talking about. Got to be.
8:17 mark of this second quarter. Clay Kenny does lead 12-6. It was a 4th and 13 play. If they wave this flag off, it'll be a turnover on downs.
We need a rules official expert here or something, Daniel. I'm not sure. Is that in play in high school football?
Yeah.
Uncatchable ball?
I think it is.
Well, that's got to be what they're talking about here.
Pass interference.
Take off.
Defense.
The Cornersville faithful assembled down at the end zone. Didn't much appreciate the call. I heard them shouting out their feelings about it. It's going to be replay the down. It is not an automatic first. It's fourth and what we'll call 6. Adams in the gun. Markham sets back behind him. Ball thrown for the corner of the end zone for Strong. He's got it. Was he inbounds? Touchdown, Clay County! What a reception by Grant Strong! I don't know if anybody, yes, that's what we said. I don't know if anybody else other than maybe Spivey who could have elevated and got that one. What a throw by Adams. What a catch by Strong. I'm not sure where it originated. Thomas, what was the yardage prior to the penalty? Do you know?
I don't know. Had an interference call.
It's 4th and 4, so it's 4th and 13 from the what?
Didn't get it.
You didn't write it down.
You didn't say it.
I did. We can go back and listen to it. All right, Clay County going for 2. 18-6. So after Garrett missed the first 2 PATs, Clay County's going to try to make up a couple of those points. But before they do it, they're going to call a timeout. We'll come back and try to figure out the exact yardage on that touchdown pass.
So
8-10 mark of the second quarter. Clay County leads 18-6.
Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition.
About an 8 yard.
They've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting.
Jet sweep handoff to Kerr on the two-point play. He will not cross the plane of the end zone. Good defense by Cornersville. 8-10 mark, second quarter, 18-6. Clay County leads.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute.
Clay County now leads 18-6 here in Cornersville, and here's your Eco Panels of Tennessee Dog Drive summary. Clay County put together a 10-play drive that took 3 minutes off the clock. It got started with several shovel passes from to Burchett and Kerr, marking with a big 17-yard run, and then the cap by this freshman, Nate Adams, finding Grant Strong for an 8-yard touchdown to make it 18-6. This dog drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes in Humphrey Springs. Find out how to lower your utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build.
Speaking of Eco Panels of Tennessee, owner Shane Smith's son Eli recorded a stop on that kickoff, pinning Cornersville pretty deep in their own territory. They take over at the 8:02 mark of this second quarter. Clay County does lead 18-6. Cornersville going to play with it from their own 26-yard line.
What a first half this has been so far. Just an unbelievable contest, and the Dogs are playing great.
Well, if there were any questions on whether or not Clay County belonged on the field with the fifth-ranked team in the state, I think they have been answered at this point. Leading them 18-6. Good defense on first down. Little to no gain. We'll call it no gain. Four Cornersville. Ball still sitting at the Cornersville 26, second and 10. Tackle made that time by Levi Garrett. Second and 10. Caden White, junior quarterback in the gun. Ball's down on the turf. I missed what happened. The Clay County faithful who've made the 2.5 hour trek got quite excited on that one. But it was safely recovered by Cornersville. Still very little yardage picked up. It advances from the Cornersville 26 up to what we'll call the Cornersville 28. So pick up a 2, setting up 3rd and 8. Big down here. 7:05 and ticking, second quarter. Dogs up 18-6. I can't say it enough. White goes up under center. Power eye backfield behind him. Hand off to the first fullback. Good run inside. Joseph Markham on the stop, joined by others. Ball carrier is brought down short of the sticks. It's going to be 4th and short, and I suspect Cornersville may roll the dice here, at least go for a hard count and a timeout. But we do see the punt team trot out. The ball sets at the Cornersville 35, 4th and 1. Only 3 feet needed for a new set of downs. Punt team on the field, though.
Yeah, I think you might want to look. This would be a good time and place to run a fake, Daniel. You see somebody running late in onto the field for Cornersville.
Clay County defense watches the ball. Here's the long snap. It is a punt. Kerr deep to receive. Fields it at his own 36-yard line. Here it comes. 36 up to the 40 into the arms of a lot of Cornersville Bulldogs, though, and brought down. Kerr had that electric 45-yard punt return touchdown in the first quarter to give Clay County that first score. Dogs now going to take over for, I think, their 5th offensive possession of the game. Clock is at 5:55 of the second quarter as they do so. Clay County leading 18-6. They're going to play it from their own 45-yard line, 55 yards away from the Cornersville end zone. Whistles blow on the field. White hat brings play to a stop. I got a message earlier from a good friend of mine and former teammate, Matt Adams. He said, Thomas, that there is no uncatchable rule in high school. So that kind of clears that up. Matt, of course, a former official himself for many years.
I'm going to give a shout-out to another person. He's an accountant, a CPA, my neighbor, Jeffrey Stewart. It was a half the distance of the goal penalty for interference, right, Daniel, or was it 5 yards? If it was half the distance ago, it would have been a 7-yard touchdown that Strong hauled in because it originated from the 14. So he's an accountant. We might have let him decide.
Well, we called it 8, so either way, we're within 3 feet. We'll stick with our 8. That'll give Adams one more passing yard on the night. Timeout is taken on the field. I'm not sure what occurred here. The clock's running, 4:45 mark. I think maybe the clock has malfunctioned here at Cornersville High School. We're going to go ahead and go to break. Clay County does lead 18-6. The officials are trying to straighten out some technical issues.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Hand off to Markham on 1st and 10. Nice run by Joseph. However, I'm not going to get excited on the call because immediately a penalty flag came out. This one's going to come back. Not even going to describe that beautiful run to you because it's not going to count.
I don't care if it counts or not, Daniel. Joseph Markham is running with reckless abandon right here tonight. He took that forearm and pulled a Derrick Henry on that guy, safety, to come up and tried to meet him about 10 yards down the field and just planted him into the turf.
Well, they are going to count the play.
I think it's just a sideline warning.
Sideline warning. Okay, so official yardage, 20-yard pickup by Markham. And it was a beautiful run. Clay County now, second play of this draft. They're snapping already from the Cornersville 35-yard line. 20-yard pickup for Markham on first down. Adams in the gun. Nate to throw. Rolls to the right. He's going deep downfield. Wants it all. Got Grant Strong left. Touchdown! Grant Strong with his second touchdown reception of the night. I have yet to see a signal. There it is. Clay County up 24-6. And the freshman and the newcomer, the senior, who has not played football during his high school career, hooking up for these last two scores. Simply beautiful. Looks like they'd played together for years.
Just a great ball from the freshman right there. On the money to Strong in stride, Daniel. And you talk about sure hands. There's no doubt he's got it. We didn't know it, but he caught a few alley-oops like that with two hands. He caught two touchdowns tonight with two hands.
Clay County going for two. Option play right side. Adams keeps it. Does not get into the end zone. 24-6. Clay County leads by several. 5:24 left in the second.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to Cornersville, where Clay County leads 24-6 here with 5:24 to go in the second and the first half. And here is your dog drive summary brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Two plays, Daniel. One 20-yard run by Joseph Markham, and then the freshman, Nate Adams, finding Grant Strong for a 35-yard touchdown pass, his second of the night. Adams already 210 passing yards. Three touchdowns, Daniel. Count them, three, for the young freshman. This dog drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Slave Log Homes in Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower your utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build.
Certainly is. Austin Anderson, the sophomore, recording the stop on the kick return. Cornersville with a bit of a nice return up their sideline. They'll take over first and 10 from their own, I think we'll call that the 38. So Cornersville with it, 62 yards away from the Clay County end zone. 5:18 left here in this second quarter as they take over. Run off right side. Tackle made by Grant Strong. Really thank John Weaver, who's with us in that spot, and really hard to see. We're just about 10 feet above field level. You have a very low set of bleachers at Cornersville High School. Clay County wearing some good-looking white travel jerseys, but they got gold numbers on them that are not trimmed in black, so it's hard to see those numbers.
Yeah, and Brother John standing here on the bleachers above us, he's got a little bit better vantage point, maybe 4 foot on us, Daniel, and is able to see them a little better.
Second and four for Cornersville. They snap from their own 46. Swing pass left side. Ball's hit on the ground. They scoop it up. No whistles have blown. They may say this is a backwards pass. They're going to call it a forward pass. Hunter Kyle wisely coming up, picking up that loose ball. Just this past Saturday in the Clay County Youth League Jamboree action, had a similar play. A whistle never blown. And it was picked up by one of the junior Bulldogs and advanced it for a first down. So if that whistle don't blow and that ball's on the ground, pick it up and go.
Yeah, this is another great play right there by the Clay County defense. I'm not sure who that was besides Kyle, but somebody had it sniffed out, and I think it might have been Nate Adams.
No yardage gained or lost on that one. Third and four. Cornersville from their own 46. Big tackle for Allsmade. Wade Coombs. Austin Anderson. I saw a six. It was not 60. The sophomore, Austin Anderson, with the heroics on that play. Big tackle for loss. Cornersville absolutely getting destroyed by Clay County physically.
They
right
are
now.
Up front. We talked about how physical Cornersville looked on film. Well, Daniel, they're getting whooped up front right now by these dogs.
Another punt by the Cornersville Bulldogs. Kerr deep to receive. Catches it. Fire catch made. Clay County going to take over for, I think, their sixth offensive possession of this first half. 3:53 mark. On this second quarter clock, Clay County leads 24-6. No point after attempts have been made tonight by Clay County, either kicks or two-point conversions. That's how they have that score of 24. They take over from their own 32-yard line. First and 10, Adams in the gun. Markham sets behind him at tailback. Strong split right, hand off to Markham. He's off the left side behind Coons and Garrett. Running hard, not much room there. And that's what you get with Cornersville. They are a solid defensive team against the run. Now, Markham's hurt him at times. And through the air, Adams is over 200 yards passing already, I've heard you say, Thomas. But typically, most running situations, Cornersville pretty stingy in those situations, don't you think, Coach?
I do. You've seen Markham break a few tackles and bounce off and get some yards, but he had to work for him.
Second and 8 after Markham picked up 2. Being snapped now from the Clay County 34. Hand up to Markham again. Joseph inside, brought down by big number 70. Blake Jones, the senior defensive tackle. Positive yardage picked up for Joseph, though. Advancing up to the Clay County 36. Third and 6 now, so 4 yards gained in 2 plays. All 4 of those going to Joseph Markham. And Clay County content to let this clock run. I think that's what we're seeing here, milking the clock. Let's get on to the half. 24-6. Going to try to score on this drive, obviously. Just not leave a lot of time on the clock.
Strong singled out down near low again.
Spivey to the left, Strong to the right. Adams to pass. He wants Spivey. Goes deep down
a little
bit outside of Jeff Spivey's reach. Just a good ball. And what about the arm strength? Freshman Nate Adams, just very impressive.
He has been, you know, giving him a chance there. And you can see that was just a straight double vertical to the sidelines. Was Strong on the near sideline, Spivey on the far sideline. And look at the speed those guys have, Daniel. Both of them 6'4", 6'5", plus, and they can get up and down the field.
Nate Adams to punt. Interesting change there. Only Clay County's second punt of the night. And Adams, not the punter that Markham is. I still think that has to do with setting up potential fakes if the time comes later in the season. Okay. I have to talk to Coach Johnson about that one, Monday, to get the down low on the change. 2:24 mark of this second quarter. What a game so far. Beautiful night here in Cornersville, Tennessee. If you've never been here before, it is south of Nashville, south of Murfreesboro, right on I-65. About a 2.5-hour trip, and it's been a great one so far. If you're a Clay County fan, 24-6 the lead for the Black and Gold Dogs.
Yeah, there has. Now, I'm going to have to call Coach out over here. What about the X factors that we're seeing here from these basketball players, Coach?
He's been keeping them a secret from us.
I knew all along when they decided to play football that they were going to be a game changer for this team because it really opens up the passing game. Those guys being 6'4", 6'5", like you were talking about, the ability to get up, the long arms, I mean, how many single-A cornerbacks can guard those guys in single coverage, you know? I mean, it's just not out there.
And here's the thing about it. Adams is placing these balls in great position. He's keeping it away from those corners and giving his guys the opportunity to catch it where only they can. So don't take away his benefits, too. What a run by Franklin. He's across the 50. Biggest offensive play of the night. For Cornersville, I missed the yardage. Do not know how much Franklin had, but what a testament to the Dog defense that here late in the second quarter, minute 43 on the clock as they reset the chains.
Started from a 33.
So a 20-yard pickup or so for Franklin, but the biggest play of the night, and here we are at this point. Great job. Power high backfield. Franklin at the left tip of the quarterback wide. It's actually a Bulldog set for him. It is not the normal quarterback. It's number 8, a big load. Mason Callahan, a fullback, who's playing the direct snap quarterback right now. And the Dog defense has been exposed here on the last 2 plays. Cornersville, we talked about them getting physically dominated by the Black and Gold Dogs, Thomas. Well, let's change that on this drive. At least the last 2 plays, Cornersville with the upper hand.
No doubt about it. And this thing's not going to quit, Daniel. You know, they're still going to get into the half. There's a minute to go here. We need to keep them out of the end zone here. Clay County's played great, but you can't lay down now.
It's an unbalanced set. 4 offensive linemen to the right, along with 2 up backs, leading the stand-up tailback. He's around the right side. First down and more. Clay County getting gashed by this set. I talked to defensive coordinator Mike Diggerson earlier in the week. This is the one thing he was worried about coming into this game, this particular offensive scheme that Cornersville's utilizing right here. They only have two guys to the left of center, four offensive linemen to the right. They've got two upbacks in the backfield beside not the traditional quarterback. It's actually a fullback that's getting these snaps. And it's just a powerhouse sweep right or left, and they're pretty good with it.
Same
thing.
Loading up here.
First and 10, Cornersville. They play it from the Clay County 12. Running back into the heart
better
of the dog
job.
Defense. Not much yardage that time. Thomas, have you been getting tacklers on these plays?
I have. Now, John's been calling them to me off to this side, and we had Austin Anderson there stepping in the middle, doing a better job of stopping that jumbo, Daniel.
Minute 3 left in the second quarter. Clay County leading 24-6. Ball rests inside the Clay County 10 at what we'll call the 8. It is not goal to go yet at this situation. I see the chains. No, they're just holding them. It is goal to go. According to the scoreboard.
Something going on. Penalty on the field. Sideline, I think. See anything, Coach Edwards? Maybe a sideline warning? Is that what it was?
I really don't know what it was.
Ball didn't move.
Ball does rest to the Clay County 8.
I believe they're getting the down situated.
They're moving it forward, walking it closer to the Clay County end zone. The ball now rests at the 4, so it looks like a half a distance to goal penalty. I don't know. According to the down marker over here, it's first and goal from the 4. Minute 3 left. Ball at the Clay County 4. That's what we know. Clay County leading 24-6. Cornersville breaks huddle, approaches the line. They keep this same jumbo set. They're stacked heavy to the right. Three running backs, and a penalty now comes out. Things have got strange here in the last minute or so here at Cornersville High School.
Yeah, they have, and, you know, Cornersville responsible for a lot of it, Daniel. Like you say, they finally got something going. It came on the big play to 33. What would you say his name was?
I wanted to say Ben Franklin, but yeah. I know what that. Yeah, it is Ben Franklin.
Ben Franklin. You know, he's their guy. As Cornersville's going to walk backwards here again, Daniel.
We've seen multiple carriers. We've seen Riley Qualls carry the ball on this drive, as you just mentioned, Ben Franklin, also Mason Callahan. So they've got a host of junior and senior, I'm going to call them fullbacks. Really,
right.
Franklin's the only tailback of the group. He's a little leaner. The other guy's a little shorter, a little thicker. So the penalty against Cornersville backs it up to where it was resting a few moments ago, which is the Clay County 8. Still a minute 3 on the clock. Clay County still up 24-6. Still a jumbo set. This time it's stacked to the left side. Here it comes. Stood up body left. Callahan brought into the backfield. Hunter Kyle having a night tonight. A quarterback sack earlier. Now I guess we'll call that a quarterback sack too, because it was the quarterback that was running the sweep. Frivolous activity on the play. Whistles blow. And it's just getting rough and tumble here. A timeout taken by Cornersville. No penalties out there. We said in the opener it's an old-fashioned slobber knocker. That's what it's turning into. 50 seconds left in the first half. Clay County 24, Cornersville 6.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
Back here live for action. Third and 10. I guess. I called it goal to go earlier. I don't know. It's third down. The ball rests at the Clay County 13. Three wide to the left. Regular quarterback back in. Slant pass thrown and caught. Markham on the tackle. Not as strong on the tackle, I believe. Another timeout taken by corners, but let's just stay on air for 1 second. We have lost track of the down and distance a little bit. I do know this. The Senate's fourth down, 3 to go on the scoreboard. We've got to assume that's right, Thomas. 42 seconds left here in this second half of play. Cornersville ran it down on this drive. I quit tracking. This is probably the seventh play or so of the drive coming. They ran it down with Powerhouse Football, and kind of got out of that down here.
They had to. Hunter Kyle with a huge sack, Daniel. Pulled him out of that jumbo set right there, and the junior single-handedly flipped that. I mean, it was almost... we had mailed it in. They were going to stay in that jumbo set, run this ball down our throats, and get it in the end zone and get back in this ball game. Hunter Kyle, I mean, yeah, it was just a sack. It was just a loss of whatever, but no, it wasn't. A momentum changer by Hunter Kyle right there to set up this 4th and 3. The Dogs have a chance to get in the locker room with a score 24-6 now with 42 seconds left to go instead of it being a 12-point game or less.
Cornersville can gain a first down if they get to the 3-yard line. Ball's being snapped from the Clay County 6, 4th and 3. Traditional quarterback, Caden White, going to be under center. Motion in the backfield. Hand off to the fullback inside. Lots of penetration. I see nothing doing.
And that's him again. Kyle.
Credit Hunter, Kyle. We'll see where Clay County takes over, Thomas. That is a turnover on downs. Great job by the defense there to stop that drive. If they take over from the 7, perhaps the 8, we'll know that was a tackle for a loss made. They do spot the football at the 6. So just, well, they changed it to the 7. Ball on the 7, so tackle for a loss for Hunter Kyle. Clay County taking over. 38 seconds left in this first half of play.
What a stand.
They lead
there.
24-6. So, Thomas, we've got timeouts in our pocket, 2 of them, I believe. Let's throw down the sideline to Strong and Spivey a time or two. What do you think?
I don't know, Daniel. I mean, you got to get it out quick if you're going to do that. I think you might hit Markham one time, see what he gets, then take a shot.
Strong split right, Spivey split left, Adams in the gun, Markham at his hip. It is a handoff to Markham. He's ahead. Has positive yardage, crosses the 10. Brought down prior to gaining the 15, though. They're going to spot him at the 14-yard line, pick up a 7 for Joseph. Coach Johnson content to let this clock run. Clay County does not have to snap the football again if they don't want to. 23 seconds on the play clock, 12 seconds on the game clock. Clay County does lead 24-6. Dogs going to stay in this huddle as the game clock ticks to 3. 2, and now 1. A very exciting first half of play ends here at Cornersville High School. Cornersville going to be receiving the football whenever we start the third quarter of action. The Clay County Bulldogs 24, the Cornersville Bulldogs 6 at the end of the first half. It's time for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show.
Coming up, the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for opponent stats from the first 2 quarters by producer Rob Edwards, Bulldog midway totals from analyst Thomas Weaver, a scoring summary from play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. All coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the getting place.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Projects of any size.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Tri-County Electric can help make gift giving easier for any occasion. We carry Panamax surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Star Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network, where I'm happy to tell you that Clay County leads 24-6 here in Cornersville. And what a game it's been so far for Clay County. The defense has played great. I can't count up how many three and outs they've forced Cornersville into, but I can tell you that Alec Kerr got things started with back-to-back touchdowns around one of those three and outs. The first came on a 45-yard punt return that he took back to the house to make it 6-0. And then the freshman, Nate Adams, found Kerr for an 89-yard touchdown with 2 minutes and 37 seconds to go in the first quarter, and Clay County led 12-0. And then an answer from Cornersville on a special teams play where they run back a kickoff down inside the 5-yard line and then scored to make it 12-6. And then after that, Clay County went to work, put together a 10-play drive that covered three-quarters of the field and was capped off by a Adams to Strong touchdown from 8 yards out to make it 18-6. And then the next possession, same thing. Markham banging ahead for 20, and then Adams finds Strong again in the end zone from 35 yards out for your halftime score of 24-6. A three-possession ball game here as we head into the third quarter, but it wouldn't be that way if it wasn't for the junior Hunter Kyle stepping up on the last possession of the first half from Cornersville. They had it 4th and 3 from the 6-yard line. Hunter Kyle got the TFL to turn them over on downs. What a huge 4th down stop that was as Clay County went into the locker room with this 18-point lead. For Clay County, they have 16 rushes for a total of 55 yards. Adams is 7 for 12 for 210 yards and 3 touchdowns. So a total of 28 offensive plays for 265 yards and 3 touchdowns for Clay County. Leading the way rushing is Markham with 12 carries for 63 yards on the ground. He's really set the tone there. And then in receiving, a leading receiver, Alec Kerr, 3 catches, 110 yards and a touchdown. Grant Strong, 2 catches, 33 yards, 2 touchdowns. Spivey has 1 60-yard catch, and what a catch it was. And Jimmy Burchett, 1 catch for 7 yards. Defensively, leading the way is Kyle with 4 stops, 2 sacks, and a tackle for loss. Strong has 4 tackles. Jimmy Burchett has 4. Levi Garrett, 3. Wade Coons, 2. Alec Kerr, 1. Nate Adams, 1. Markham, 3 big stops. Eli Smith has 1. And Austin Anderson, also another big tackle for loss. Great half here by Clay County here in Cornersville. Let's see if we can get more of the same in the second half. Clay County leads 24-6. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
You're listening to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Still to come, a budget pest control scoreboard update from producer Rob Edwards, and final thoughts from analyst Thomas Weaver and play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong as we wrap up the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show and get ready for the second half kickoff of Bulldog football. All coming up after these words from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
This is Daniel.
Back here live on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, and I had unmuted Jerome Mack.
Back here live on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, time for the Budget Pest Control Scoreboard Update.
Score's hard to come by tonight, Daniel. But I do have a few here. Sequatchie County 15, Jackson County 0 at the half. Upperman 14, Fayetteville 13 at the half. Trousdale County 20, Macon County 0 in the second quarter. Smith County, Westmoreland knotted up at 0 at halftime. Coalfield 62, Sunbright 0 at half. Joe Burns, Houston County knotted up at 14 at halftime. And Red Bull and Springs up 14-0 on Cosby, also at the half. Scoreboard update brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Friendly folks, unless you're a bug.
We'll go ahead now and do the Subway Trivia Challenge, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and check out their newly renovated restaurant on the bypass in Salina to enjoy their favorite sandwiches, because at Subway, fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker that we confirmed this afternoon are complete now, waiting for pickup. And also, you'll receive a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of your choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline. Don't send them, if you've got my number, don't send them to mine. We want to keep them all on the Horizon Sports Network hotline. That way we can have a true account of who's came in first. Send them in. That number is 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. So here is tonight's trivia challenge brought to you by Subway. Tonight is the third game of the season, so this question plays off that. When Salina High School and Baxter met in the third game of the 1975 season, what Clay County Sports Hall of Fame member called a touchdown pass and threw a touchdown pass in the Dogs' 44-20 win? Once again, when Salina High School and Baxter met in the third game of the 1975 season, what Clay County Sports Hall of Fame member called a touchdown pass and threw a touchdown pass in the Dogs' 44-20 win? Text those answers in to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Getting close to the start of this third quarter, quickly want to take the opportunity to talk about the cheerleaders. They are positioned where tonight, Coach Edwards? Off to our left is where they're at on the sideline. Only have three seniors this year, Anna Ray Collins, Zoe Sieber, and Tamara Smith. And they're joined by a host of sophomores. There are no juniors or freshmen on the squad. The sophomores are Bethany Becker, Brooklyn Becker, Allison Collins, Callie Devanna, Chloe Graves, Laney Haynes, and Jalen Strong. Their sponsors, Stephen and Lina Chipwood. We appreciate those young ladies and everything they do. They'll continue on through football season all the way through those state tournaments in basketball in March. Want to also make mention that Salina KA Junior High football team has went to 2-2 on the season. Last night they defeated Monterey. I think that score was 20-6, maybe 20-0. They also won their homecoming game last week against Jackson County. Those were their two wins. They lost the opener to York. And then they lost another tight game to Westmoreland. So they're having a good season. Head coach Isaiah Walker and his staff has that team off to a 2-2 start. Also, the Clay County Football Youth League had their jamboree action last Saturday. They have their first official action tomorrow at Hartsville against Trousdale County. The flag team starts at 10 o'clock, I think, in the morning. The junior division plays at 11, and the senior division of the Youth Football League at 12:30 tomorrow. Thomas, you have had the hotline away from the table for a moment. Do we have any answers? We do have one here. Get that to where off of this one part for me, please, Thomas, and we'll go ahead and look at a few of those responses, see if that's correct. Looks like Ms. Tish Plumley, or perhaps her husband, James Muscles Plumley, has guest Bill Napier. Bill is a good guess. Uncle Bill, though, was a senior in the fall of 1974. He was a 1975 graduate of Salina High School. But when we use these years, we're always talking about the fall. So he was a freshman in college in the fall of 75. So it was someone else other than that. And already, very quickly, we have a correct answer. One of our sponsors, Cumberland Exteriors owner and operator Parker Donaldson, on top of things tonight, he says Johnny Booger McLaren, and that is 100% right. Booger McLaren was the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame member who, against Baxter in the third game of the season back in 1975, caught and threw a touchdown pass. So, Parker, congratulations. You'll be needing to watch the mail. And for your free sub certificate and your HSN sticker, courtesy of Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Braddon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and check out their newly renovated restaurant on the bypass in Salina to enjoy their favorite sandwiches. Because at Subway, fresh is what they do, offering freshly cut veggies, toppings, protein, and freshly baked bread to create the perfect meal. Greg and Melissa's local sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in our Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. Thomas, I also noticed from these messages that our winner, Parker Donaldson, sent in, I think I know why he knew the answer. His dad, Kevin Donaldson, he says, caught one of those passes, and he is 100% correct about that. So congratulations, Parker, on getting that Subway Trivia Challenge correct. We may try to slip one more question in through the second half of play. It's also sponsored by Subway. It'll just receive the sticker, though, rather than the certificate. So it's time for third quarter action here at Cornersville High School. Clay County going to be kicking off to start this third quarter of action. They'll kick off left to right from our vantage point. Cornersville going to be returning from right to left. And they're taking their time getting things set here. Levi Garrett going to kick off the start.
You know, Daniel, we talked about this being a three-score ball game. We saw what Cornersville was capable of on that last drive. Got plenty of time to score three touchdowns if they set up with that jumbo set against Clay County. This game's not over. Clay County's got a long way to go here defensively to try to stop this rushing attack of Cornersville. And it's going to start right from the start here to the third quarter.
Pretty good field position for Cornersville after their turn man advances up to almost the Cornersville 40. They'll take over 11:54 mark of this third quarter. Ball still waiting to be officially spotted. It does rest at the Cornersville 41, creating a pretty short 59-yard field for them to get points. 24-6 the score, so a difference of 18 points in the contest right now. Cornersville, quarterback goes under center, eye backfield, handoff to Franklin. Very short yardage, good job by the Dog defense. Wade Coons making the first stop of this third quarter. Hunter Kyle also in there assisting him. Big Wade Coons, I saw him this morning walking into school and said, Wade, tonight's your kind of night. Physical football, he said, I'm ready.
Yeah,
and he's played well.
He's played well. That's his third stop of the night, but he's stopping it up in the inside, Daniel. You know, you get these linemen getting to the second level. Coons has got to take one on and then let his other guys run at times. So just doing a great job in there. But aside from that one run by Franklin. You know, it's been 3 yards in a cloud of dust.
Second and eight for Cornersville. Split into the left, out backfield. Toss sweep to Franklin. He's gobbled up by a host of Bulldogs. We're going to give credit to Hunter Kyle as the primary stopper. Austin Anderson also helped him, holding penalty though, so those tackles not going to count. It was a loss of yardage. However, the holding penalty of 10 yards will be the bigger loss, so Coach Johnson going to back him up.
And that holding call came against Weston Burble because he got upfield and contained fast, Daniel, and he got tackled to the ground, made the back cut it up to allow Kyle and company to bring him to the ground. So great play by Weston Burble on the outside.
Weston, one of those sophomore secondary players. We don't talk a lot about him because there's so many older guys on this defense. He's done a solid job coming in.
Yeah.
He took the place of graduating senior Jacob Burnett in this defensive scheme, and Weston has played well this year. Cornersville back under center, handoff on second, and a little over 20, running hard is the running back. It's number 8, Mason Callahan. Callahan brought down by Joseph Markham. Callahan had a good gain, though, advanced it back up to the Cornersville 36-yard line, where it's going to be 3rd and 14. We mentioned earlier, Cornersville's weakness offensively is a downfield pass game. 5-10 yards at the most would be a deep ball for them. And it's going to be hard for them to convert on 3rd and 14. And let's see how they play it. Tight end left, along with a wing back, split in, and a wing to the right. A wing T set, motion in backfield right to left. It is a bootleg pass. Quarterback rolls out, throws downfield on the corner out. They do convert. It is caught. Tackle made by Alec Kerr, but only after junior wingback Riley Claw slipped off on the waggle route. He ran the corner route. Quarterback did a nice job rolling to his left. He is a southpaw. Left-handed quarterback Caden White flips the field. So 1st and 10 for Cornersville in Clay County territory at the 46.
Yeah, and like you said, perfect setup for the lefty quarterback, Daniel. And the difference there, no pressure off the edge from Clay County as they ran the flood route and pulled the linebackers out.
Hand off again. Cornersville trying to get around the edge of the right side of the dog defense. They successfully do so. Tackle's made, though. Levi Garrett involved on the stop. Alec Kerr also coming up in his safety position. Give him some credit of some kind. Pickup of about 4 on the carry for the running back. It was number 5, Rhett Woodard. Coach Edwards, how many different ball carriers have they had tonight?
Well, Daniel, to be honest with you, I've not kept up with that very well, but I think there's been about 4 as a minimum.
2nd and 6. Junior quarterback White under center. Wing T set. White out to the side. Double wing set. Hand off to Reddard. He's around right side. Picks up positive yardage. He's brought down short of the sticks. Joseph Markham recording the stop. We see Big John Hamilton trotting on. His classmate Levi Garrett coming off. Going to get a breather.
And Daniel, we're seeing a different look here from Cornersville. We're seeing horizontal runs trying to get the edge on Clay County. They don't have the speed to really get it, but at least they're getting away from Garrett and the likes of Coons in the middle who stopped this thing up in the first half.
They're chewing clock here. Took over at the 11:54 mark. Now we're at 9 minutes and ticking. Clay County does lead here in this third quarter, 24-6. Hand off to the fullback inside. He picks up the first down. Ball carrier was number 2. Riley Qualls, tackle made by Jimmy Burchett, along with Alec Kerr. And this is what Cornersville likes to do. We've watched some film on them. They love to run the football. They do it out of a lot of different formations. And they've had success so far this year. Clay County, obviously, the best defense they have faced thus far, because Cornersville's been scoring northward 25, 26 points a game, you know. 1st and 10. Ball rest at the Clay County 30. Another handoff around right side to Fitzgerald. He's brought down by Burchett again, along with Coons. Eli Smith also coming off that pile. I wish we could give 3 tackles on each play, but that's just not how it works. One play has 1 tackle. Now, you might have guys that get assists on top of that, but you can't just give out a ton of tackles. There's only 1 recorded on each play. 2nd and 7 after a pickup of 3. Wide under center, Buck Sleeper bursts in the backfield. Sack made by Levi Garrett.
Anderson
making the play. Garrett also back there. Austin Anderson having a great night. He's got to be up around 7-8 tackles. Count that a sack. 3rd and 12. The ball is at the Clay County 32, so it's 4 down territory for Cornersville. They're playing it slow here, being methodical on this drive. They know if they don't score here, and Clay County does get points on their in-swing position, it's all but done.
Yeah.
Wing T set for Cornersville. Motion in the backfield right of left. Waggle play set up. Going for the corner out down the field. And it's called. It was deflected and then caught by the big tight end. I called it a corner out. It was actually a post. Drug from the backside. Jimmy Burchett records the tackle. Big number 40, Eli Welch, the senior tight end. I don't know that other than sophomore Franklin, I don't know that Cornersville plays anybody but juniors and seniors.
Alec Kerr elevating to get a hand on that ball, Daniel, tossed it up in the air, and then he caught the carom and set up first and goal here.
First and goal, playing from the Clay County 7. The only time Cornersville scored is when they had the kickoff return that went all the way down to the Clay County 1. The Dog defense typically gets stiff at this point on the field. Hand off to Franklin. He's off right side and brought down. Did get positive yardage. Going to be second goal from somewhere around the 1. Pretty good gain by Franklin. Now, he's a sophomore, good-sized kid. Great prospect for them.
Yeah, great play by your middle linebacker, Wade Coons, right there, getting the penetration, Daniel, to make first contact. And then that front of Clay County just hanging tough right there, not giving any ground.
6:25 and ticking. Cornersville breaks huddle. White goes under center. Double wing, double wide out set. One to either side. Quarterback Cooper. Forward progress breaks the plane. Touchdown is called. So Cornersville gets back on the board. They have not scored since the first quarter of action. I think I'm right about that.
You are.
First quarter's when they drew blood the first time. This is the first sustained drive Cornersville successfully completed. They took over at the 11:54 mark at their own 41. So it was a short 59-yard field. They chew up, Thomas, a little over 5.5 minutes on their way to scoring here. So a nice job by the Cornersville Bulldogs.
Yeah, and this is what I was talking about out of the gate there to start this third quarter, Daniel. This is what Cornersville does to you. This is why Coach Johnson was talking about getting that first half cushion, getting up on them a couple of scores as they go for two here.
Heading off to the wing. He's around right side, nothing doing. Neither team has been successful on any of the point after attempts tonight. 24-12. Currently, Clay County has doubled up Cornersville. We are halfway through this third quarter. 6:14 left.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Back here live, Cornersville about to kick off. 6:14 mark, third quarter. Clay County leading 24-12. They have cut it to a two-possession contest here. Kerr deep to receive along with Jimmy Burchett. They stand around the 15-yard line. Kicker puts his foot to it. It's a high boomer. Burchett going to have a chance. Jimmy bobbles it, picks it up off the turf. He's hit, breaks the tackle. Now he's upfield, still on his feet. 35, 40, run out of bounds in the 45. What a great return by Jimmy Burchett. Jimmy, on what started off to be a bit of a busted play, uses his elusive ability to dodge tacklers, get onto the Cornersville home sideline, and advance near midfield. Clay County going to take over from their own 46, only 4 yards from the 50-yard line.
And Daniel, here's where you got to have it, the proverbial answer right here. Clay County needs to keep this two scores put cushion. You've got to answer Cornersville's methodical drive with a score.
Strong and Kerr split to the right along with Burchett. Hand off to Markham. He runs behind that trip set. Markham hit. Not much doing there. Cornersville really feeling good. Trying to use the momentum from this score. A lot of the black and gold faithful who made the trip wanted a personal foul against big number 54, Barrett Powers, who was a little frivolous after the whistle there. No whistles blow, though. Powers is a man out there, just a huge defensive tackle.
Yeah, and you're right. You can see their confidence level stepping up here, just like Clay County's did in the first half. And that's what I'm talking about. The white and black dogs have got to answer that intensity here, pick up the first down, get things rolling. And another thing you're seeing, Daniel, I hate to see time of possession, even from that first half. You know, Clay County with a lot of scores, but they came quickly, and that's what allowed Cornwall to kind of stay in this ballgame a little bit.
Timeout taken here by Clay County. Let's go ahead and stay on air for just a second. 5:13 mark of the third quarter. Clay County leading 24-12. Coach Edwards, you just flashed a score. Won't you tell our listeners about that?
Eagleville 14, Gordonsville 13 at halftime.
Go ahead and throw out our little bonus trivia question, also sponsored by Subway. This isn't just for a sticker, though. The Dogs are facing a top-five AP-ranked opponent tonight. In 1983's fifth game, the Dogs had a huge showdown with a ranked opponent. Salina was undefeated and ranked second in the state in single A when they met and lost to the number one ranked team. Who was that team? So once again, the Dogs are facing a top-five AP-ranked opponent tonight. In 1983's fifth game, the Dogs had a huge showdown with a ranked opponent. Salina was undefeated and ranked second in the state in single A when they met and lost to the number one ranked team. Who was that team? Send your responses along with your name into the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Coming out of timeout, Nate Adams in the gun. Hands off to Alec Kerr. Kerr hitting the backfield, loses yardage. And the Cornersville fans who have assembled across the way come to their feet and applaud on their fifth-ranked team. They loved what they saw out then. A seldom loss of yardage for Alec Kerr. Markham had gained none on first down, making it second and 10. Now it's third and 13 with the ball sitting at the Clay County 43. Loss of 3 yards. Adams in the gun, three wide to the right. Spivey by himself to the left. Adams to throw, under pressure, steps up in the pocket, releases. It's called. Jimmy Burchard with it. 35, 30. It's a foot race. 25, 20. Knocked out of bounds. Clay County flipping the field. The freshman, cool as a cucumber in the pocket. Stepped up under pressure, checked the middle of the field, found Jimmy Burchard sitting there, hits him on the seam route. And what a huge play. Credit that to Nate Adams, making a great adjustment in the pocket. Good blocking up front, too. But what a play.
Unbelievable the poise the freshman has, Daniel. You had a rusher barreling down on you. Just a little bit of adjustment to miss him. Stepped up, just like you said. Held his cool, head downfield the entire time, and put it on Burchett, who did the rest.
First and 10 from the Cornersville 11. Dogs threatening. Adams in the gun. Strong split to the right. Handoff inside to Kerr. Markham 1. I couldn't see.
I believe it's Kerr.
Thomas thanks Kerr, the ball carrier. Positive yardage was gained. It was Kerr. Markham was on the sideline. He checks back into the contest now. The PA announcer calls it a 4-yard pickup, making it second and 6. The ball does rest at what I'm going to call the Cornersville 8. So I suppose a pickup of 3. Where did it start? The 11, and now it's at the 8. Yep, 3-yard pickup. Adams in the gun, Spivey to the left, Strong to the right, double tight end set, handoff to Markham. He's right into the heart of the defense, churning his feet, still up, still moving, finally brought down. Good hard running by Joseph, not a lot of meat on the bone, though. He advances down to what we'll call the 7. So perhaps just a gain of 1. It might actually be at the 6. Hard to see from this angle. John, what do you think? We'll call it the 6. So pick up a 2 for Joseph, making it 3rd and 5 for the Dogs. Adams in the gun. Markham, the standing tailback behind him. Double tight end set. Strong to the right. Spivey to the left. Low snap. Adam picks it up. Targeting Spivey. Pass interference call. Pass interference. The defensive back pushed Spivey prior to the ball arriving. So I called it being on the 6 right now. It was a 3rd and 5 play. We'll have to see what it turns into after the penalty. Probably going to be 3rd and 2 from the 3, I guess, if it's half the distance. Clay County leading 24-12, 2:49 mark, third quarter. The Dogs are threatening. Clay County's played very well tonight. Not a lot of mistakes made of the boys in black and gold.
You got to go back to that huge catch by Burchett and the throw by Adams, Daniel, to get Clay County in position down here. It was looking bleak. We were looking like a three and out really quick. Cornersville was on a high right there. They just scored. They were shutting us down. What a momentum swing that was when Adams found Burchett.
Third and one, the PA announcer calls. They advance it up to the four-yard line is what it said. We'll call it the three. Adams with it. Hands to Kerr. Kerr around left side. Going for the power line. He's in. Gotta be. Here's the signal. Touchdown out of Kerr. Touchdown Clay County. Touchdown Bulldogs. 2:41 mark of the third quarter. And the Dogs refusing to let Cornersville hang around. They answer Cornersville's scoring drive with one of their own. It started all the way back on the Clay County 46. So a 54-yard scoring drive. Began with 6:02 on the clock. There's 2:41 now. Almost a three-and-a-half-minute drive. Clay County going to go back to Levi Garrett for the point after attempt here. 30-12 the score, so an 18-point difference. Jimmy Burchett, the long snap. Nate Adams to hold. Levi Garrett on the kick. He's done a great job thus far this season. 0-for-2 tonight so far. Here's his third attempt. It's up away. Nice job by Cornersville. I think that one was going to be true. But the big defensive line got their paws up and knocked it to the turf. So PAT no good. 2:41 left in the third. Clay County 30, Cornersville 12.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Welcome back to Cornersville, where Clay County now leads 30-12, 2:41 to go here in the third quarter, and it's time for your Eco Panels of Tennessee Dog Drive summary. It was, how many plays, Daniel?
I don't know.
I don't either.
We know the yardage in the time, though.
54 yards, ate up 3.5 minutes on the clock, and it all started with Nate Adams hooking up with Jimmy Burchett for 46 yards to set up Kerr from 3 yards out for the touchdown, his third of the game. One on special teams, one receiving, and now one rushing for the All-Stater. This has been your dog drive summary brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes in Hermit Springs. You can find out how to lower your utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build.
Garrett puts the boot to it. Cornersville return man with it from around his own 20. He's thrown out of bounds. By Bulldog, I'll let John try to figure out that. We've had a few guesses as to our bonus trivia question. Gordonsville was guessed. Great guess, but incorrect. Gordonsville finished as state runner-up in 1983. They were actually ranked fourth in the state at the time this game I'm talking about took place. Clay County was ranked second in the state. Their opponent was ranked number one in the state in 1983. Who was that opponent? Also, Derek Webb guessing South Pittsburgh. A good guess, but incorrect. So we're still looking for that when it's Cornersville takes over at their own 39-yard line, first and 10. Two tight ends to either side, two wideouts to either side, fullback and tailback behind White, who's under center. Hand off to Franklin. Franklin running hard, picks up about 6 yards before he's brought down by Joseph Markham. 2:28 and ticking, third quarter, Clay County up 30-12, three-possession contest right now.
So impressed by Clay County here. We, you know, Cornersville building some momentum. This huge crowd going crazy here, Daniel, all around the stadium, leaned up against the fence like the old Salina High School field, and Clay County just shut them down right there after that score with the big strike from Adams and Kerr to cap it.
Second and 7 after the pickup by Franklin, handoff once again to the sophomore tailback. He only picks up 2 this time. Setting up Cornersville on a third and 1. Eli Smith recording the stop, getting his first official start. Second official start. 2-1.
Second official tackle.
Second official tackle,
and then
yeah.
He threw start in there.
first official start. He had seen action in the Clinton County contest, but getting the start tonight due to the injury of Keaton Arms. Carson Sharp and Keaton Arms, if you've not been listening, both out in this contest. Sharp likely to return next week against Joe Burns in the region opener, maybe the week after. Keaton going to have to wait a little longer, possibly 5 to 6 weeks before we'll see him again. Great defense by the Dogs, 3rd and 1, a handoff to a fullback inside for Cornersville. A host of Dogs making the tackle, and it was big Wade Coons with a tackle for loss. Setting up 4th and 2 now. Ball resting at the Cornersville 48-yard line, 2 yards from midfield. Cornersville going to choose to punt. I don't know. I don't know if that's the right decision here or not. 53 seconds and ticking in the third. Cornersville trailing by 18. 3-possession game. I don't know that you can give it back to Clay County at this point, but Cornersville going to do it. It's a high-booming punt away. Kerr going to fire catch it, and he'll take it around the Clay County 24, that's where the Dogs are going to take over. Go ahead and get this drive information jotted down. 38 seconds left. Linda Strong, my mom, with an incorrect guess of Franklin Road Academy. Hartsville also thrown out there, guessed by someone. And once again, incorrect. So that question was in 1983. The Dogs were ranked 2 in the 5th game of the season. They played the number 1 team. Who was that number 1 team? That number 1 team beat Salina High School on that night. Dog drive starting from the 23. Hand off to Markham. Little to no gain. We'll have to watch the down marker. Very well could have lost one. Likely going to be the last play of the third quarter. Clay County does not have to snap another unless they want to. Pick above. Where did we say it started at?
23.
We'll call it the 24 now, so pick up a 1. 2nd and 9 for Clay County after Markham gains 1. Head coach Jake Johnson content to take this 30-12 lead into the fourth quarter. That is the end of 3. It is Clay County 30, Cornersville 12. Hang with us for the fourth and final quarter.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their heart. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
We have a winner on the bonus trivia question. Tish Plumley, so good at these trivia, she's won multiples. It was Westmoreland. She guessed that one. Westmoreland, the number one ranked team in the state that year, and they did beat Salina, who was ranked number 2 in the 5th game back in 1983. First game of the third quarter, a handoff to Markham. Not a lot of yardage inside for Joseph that time. Going to spot him. Looks like the 23.
You know,
I guess they lost one, Thomas, back to 3rd and 10. Loss of 1 for Joseph there.
Clay County trying to pull a page out of Cornersville's playbook right here, Daniel, trying to salt away a little time with Markham up the gut. He's up to 15 carries tonight for 66 yards. Really the workhorse.
Absolutely.
In the middle.
Two wide left, a couple tight ends on the field for Clay County. Adams to throw, going deep downfield, targeting for Spivey. Spivey goes up. Ball is tipped. Good defensive play by number 6, Hunter Fitzgerald, the defensive back for Cornersville. So the 3rd and 10 heave down the sidelines, incomplete. And for only the 3rd time tonight, Clay County going to have to bring out the punt team.
Yeah, and good job by Adams there, giving Spivey a chance at that ball. A little underthrown again. I tell you, it's hard to overthrow these guys with these long legs running down the sideline, Daniel. Spivey had the step on the defender, a little underthrown, but he came back just like he did prior, skied up over the receiver, just couldn't come down with that one.
Adams kicks the punt away. Going to roll across the 50. Good hustle downfield by Alec Kerr. He's going to down the football at the Cornersville 44. So time getting short for Cornersville. 11 minutes and 9 seconds left in this contest. They trail by 18 points, 30-12 to Clay County. Perhaps Cornersville overlooking the Dogs a little bit coming into this one. If you extended the AP poll beyond 10, technically Clay County was ranked 11th coming into tonight's game.
And have been all season long. The Dogs right there. Folks know about them. They know their potential. Tonight, they're here to make a statement, and they're doing it so far.
White goes under center, ball on the ground. Poor exchange between him and the center. And Cornersville safely recovers, but they lose yardage. Going to be second and 12. Ball now resting at the Cornersville 42-yard line.
That's Hunter Kyle again covering that one up, Daniel, getting credit for the stop. He's got five stops, those two sacks, and that tackle for loss. We talked about how huge his first half play was. He's bringing it here in the second, too.
A quarterback sack. Guess who? No, is that Burble? Weston Burble on the safety blitz, the sophomore. Recording his first ever tackle behind the line of scrimmage, and it was a big one. Quarterback sack, huge loss of yardage. Good call by defensive coordinator Mike Dickerson, dialing up the heat from the secondary.
It was a great call. And I tell you what, Weston Burrell, we talked about him earlier, Daniel. You're talking about answering the bell for a young player.
Yeah.
Starting for the first time this year as a sophomore. You know, and not the biggest guy. He's highly athletic. We know that. Coach, you've got him on your basketball team. You talked about his athletic ability. And he's really playing well here tonight.
Yeah, his motor, too. I mean, he has such a high motor that he never slows down. His effort is unrelentless.
Right. And, you know, I was a little worried about his size. I won't lie to you. That walk up, overhang linebacker, strong safety, whatever you want to call it. But his grit overcomes that size. And like you say, the motor he has too.
Yeah, it really stands out in ball games. And sometimes, you know, in basketball, you got to kind of tell him to slow down just a little bit. But he gives you everything he's got. And that shows on the football field too.
A timeout has been taken by Cornersville. After the big West of Merville sack, it's third and about 20. Now, Cornersville earlier in the contest converted on a third and 15, running a waggle play and hitting a corner out off of it. So, obviously, that's something Clay County's got to watch out for. 9:46 left in this contest. Clay County leads 30-12. You know, we made the trip down here today, and I've been excited about this one for about 3 days now. I've just been kind of worked up, man. See, I did not get excited about the Jackson County season opener. Didn't get excited about Clinton County. I kind of knew what was going to be the outcome of those games. Clay County 35, Jackson County none. Clay County 34, Clinton County none. I wasn't sure tonight. I liked our chances. We've been pretty dominant, Thomas.
We have throughout, really, Daniel. And it came with a big play. Alan Kerr, you know, I told you he's had a touchdown of every kind tonight. He's got three tonight. And then the two big catches by Strong. As we're going to see another sack. He got it away.
Third and 19 play. Big John Hamilton and Wade Coons in there putting pressure on Caden White, the quarterback.
That's Eli Smith.
Eli Smith.
Yeah.
Big John Hamilton, Eli Smith, putting the pressure on the quarterback. White had to throw it away. Fourth and 20, punt team once again coming out. So now Cornersville in a situation you can't go for it in fourth and 20. I kind of questioned their decision on their last drive when they punted from midfield on fourth and short.
Well, it just goes to show you they don't have the big play offense. They're not dynamic. They're straight ahead, and I think their coach knows it. If they punt here, basically turn up the white flag.
Fields it to the 30. 35, has blocking, 40, 45, Kerr on the sideline, 40, 30, touchback field, 20, 10, what an electric return by the Kerr. Everybody who made the trip from Salina came to their feet and held their breath. Kerr nearly pulling a double on punt return action for touchdown to that. What a huge return by Alec. Gives Clay County premium field position. They're probably going to be first and goal from somewhere inside the 10. Ball spotted just outside the 10. Actually, we're going to call it on the 10. The chains have not come down, only the down marker. So first and goal from the 10 for Clay County.
Daniel, where did he catch that ball?
It was around the 30. I called it off.
Okay.
So it's at the 10 now, so we're going to call it 20 plus 40, a 60-yard punt return for Kerr, just short of the end zone. Joseph Markham into the heart of the Cornersville defense. Not a lot of blocking up front. Just not somewhere you're going to get a ton of yardage against this tough Cornersville team. Now, Joseph's done it tonight.
He's done a great job. You know, we talked about it. Not a whole lot of yards in the middle, but I'm telling you what, it's what sets up the big play by Adams to Burchard. It's what sets up Kerr to get to the outside. Joseph Markham pounding ahead straight. They've got to respect that, and when you do, it loosens everything up.
It does. Certainly does. Second goal from the 11. Loss of one for Joseph on first down. Adams in the gun, running back at either hip. Hand off to Joseph again. He's around right side, turns the corner up to the 5. He's still going close to the pylon, driven out of bounds just short of the goal line. Going to be third and goal. Play started at the Cornersville 11. And Joseph has advanced it down to what looks like the 3, perhaps. Yeah, scoreboard agrees, 3-yard line. So pickup of 8 for Joseph on the carry. Worked hard to get it too. Adams in the gun. Markham in his right hip. Kerr at his left. A pair of tight ends in the contest. Here's the snap. Hand off to Markham again. He's off the left side. Cuts north and south. Whistles blow. They're going to call forward progress stopped. Perhaps 1 yard. Play started at the 3. We'll give him 1 yard down to the 2. So fourth and goal for Clay County from the 2. The Black and Gold Dogs are leading, though, 30-12, trying to add to that lead right at the 8-minute mark of this fourth quarter and ticking. Clay County not at all playing quickly, going to use up all the play clock they can. It's at 10 seconds right now. They'll stay in the huddle to around the 5-second mark, maybe run it down to 1 and take a timeout, Thomas.
Yeah, I think that's what you're seeing here. Good call by Coach Jake Johnson here. Settle this team down. You know, this is a big play, really.
Yeah.
You know,
this is a nail in the coffin if you get it.
That's right. A little under 8 minutes to play in this ball game. Clay County's up pretty big,
yeah.
But this does it.
3 possessions right now. We're going to play 1 ad here on the Horizon Sports Network and come back. 7:47 left in the game. Clay County 30, Cornersville 12.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
Back here live on the Verizon Sports Network, fourth and goal for Clay County. Remember, the Dogs got down here thanks to that 60-yard punt return by Alec Kerr, setting them up. First and goal from the 10. Right now it's fourth and goal from the 2. 6 feet away from points. Clay County already up by 3 possessions. Adams in the gun. Roll out to the right. Adams gets north and south and into the end zone. The freshman, Nate Adams, adding a score. Nice play fake to Joseph Markham. The Cornersville defense thought the big back, number 28, Joseph Markham, was going to have the football. Adams pulled it out of Markham's gut, though. Very few defenders went his way, and he took it into the end zone. So, nice job by the freshman there.
And that's what you call slamming the door. And you got to give offensive coordinator Chris Harris. He's called a perfect game if there ever was one here tonight, and that was a perfect play call. You know, you're pounding Markham ahead, the play action to Markham. I don't think that was a read. You don't see many reads that deep on the goal line right there, and just a great job by Adams. Individual effort, basically, to get into the end zone. A good call to get him on the edge, but a great job to get in by Adams.
Good blocking up front by that tough offensive line, too. 2-point play coming. Adams in the gun. Mark him in his left hip. Three wide left. It's a rollout pass. Lots of options. Adams has time. Releases. It is caught. I believe that's Alec Kerr. Alec Kerr on the catch. The two-point conversion. So the first point after attempt of the night. Successful. Clay County scored 6 touchdowns tonight. I guess it is. 38-12 now the score. We're going to play one and come back.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelHollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Back here live and on the Rising Sports Network. Coach Edwards slipped up on me there. Coach, you're doing a fine job tonight. I just had my headset off. I apologize.
I'm just following orders, man.
Hey, listen, everybody's giddy here tonight. I mean, look at the scoreboard, 38-12 as Clay County kicks it off. Still 7 minutes to go in this ballgame, though.
Big hit on the tackle for the kick return. Who else? I think that was Jess Spivey. 6-60? I thought Spivey was on the hit. So according to our spotter John Weaver, Austin Anderson and Wade Coons laying the lumber. Not a surprise there. Thomas, make some mention there. You've received some messages from one of our sponsors, I believe.
I have, Daniel, and you know, I hate to say it, but this is Rob Weir. He's saying he's been sending his answers to the wrong phone number, even though you announce it each time. But he said Watertown was his first pick, but he thinks it was East Robertson.
And, of course, that ended up being Westmoreland.
Right.
Of course, now Rob may know better than I do. He was a sophomore on that team in 1983. I have to check my facts. What a hit! Hunter Kyle with a massive hit on Caden White. White in frustration pushes Hunter Kyle. The junior. Call him the sack master tonight, folks, because that's 3, I believe. Cornersville feeling the frustration of this onslaught by the Dogs, and they're starting to fall apart before our eyes.
They are, and then there's one team that's not falling apart, and that's Clay County. They're just growing more and more confidence-wise, especially Hunter Kyle. We talked about Weston Burrell. We talked about Wade Coons. It's everybody all night long on this defensive front. Outside of 2 or 3 big plays, they've shut down Cornersville.
Absolutely. 2nd and 17. After the big sack, bubble screen thrown out to the right side. Another tackle made. Eli Smith bringing down the receiver. Grant Strong joining him. Mason Callahan, the junior, caught the bubble screen. Picked up some of the lost yardage from first down back. Still 3rd and 12, though. 6:25 and ticking. Clay County 38, Cornersville 12. Clay County back in action next Friday night at Joe Burns. 2 long road trips in a row. Region opener next Friday night. Caden White in the gun. 3 wide left, 1 to the right. Tailback at his left hip. Steps up in the pocket. Releases downfield. And nicely broken up by Kerr. But they're going to give, they're going to throw a dog a bone. Call pass interference. I haven't got an issue with it. That's all right. Good, nice job play by Kerr. Nice, aggressive play.
It was a great play, Daniel, and he had nothing to do with the receiver. Kerr was looking at a pick six right there. Just happened to go at the ball the same time the receiver did. They're saying it's interference, but I didn't see it.
5:53 mark up this fourth quarter. I'm going to give that score one more time in case you ain't heard it. Clay County 38, AP 5th-ranked Cornersville 12.
Yeah, and just domination. Here, Daniel, we said that prior in this broadcast, but just so impressed This is a Clay County team that's come in here without their starting quarterback, without their starting tailback. These guys have rallied around the young freshmen starting under center, and these seniors, these newcomers that have come in the form of Eli Smith, Grant Strong, and Jeff Spivey. And the entire team has just stepped up play after play here tonight.
First and 10 pass incomplete. Deep post targeting Eli Welch, the tight end. Second 10, ball at the 50 after that pass interference play. Thomas, let me talk about two other guys who made a huge difference in that, and that is the return of junior center Stone Lynn and junior tackle John Hamilton. How much, you know, how much more refreshing is it to have those two guys back on that offensive line starting? Of course, John right now in front of us playing defensive tackle as well.
Yeah, it's just been great. The line on both sides of the ball has played wonderful tonight, especially keeping Adams clean, because we got another sack by Markham.
Joseph Markham coming off the edge, a speed rush from his weak side linebacker position. Actually, I guess he's the strong side linebacker. Recording the stop, third and 14, after Markham getting to quarterback Caden White, the junior. He's had a rough second half. This Clay County Dog defense just relentlessly going back and putting pressure on him each and every time. And credit the Dog secondary. Caden's trying to find receivers downfield. It's Caden White. Nobody's open, so he's having to hold on to it longer, giving that Dog rush time to get to him. White back to pass again. He's hit. And he's going to be brought down.
Garrett.
Levi Garrett. Getting it done. Sacks all over the place for this Dog defensive line, and I know there's nobody happier about it than longtime veteran coach Mike Dickerson, our defensive coordinator, along with head coach Jake Johnson. What a job they're doing with this defensive unit.
They've done a great job, Daniel. And we talked about the players. You do have to give the coaches credit here. Great scheme coming in, shorthanded without one of their best linebackers in arms. Eli Smith stepping in that role. We talked about the other guys on the backside stepping up, but that front three has also played really well.
They're going to kick to Kerr again. Will Alec have an opportunity? He will not. He'll be down. So fourth and around 20 after the sack. Coach Johnson very unhappy with somebody on the field. Perhaps like a hustle on that punt coverage, I'm not sure. He's letting them know about it, though, and I like that. They're up. They feel good. It's 38-12, 4-10 left in the contest. You don't take your foot off of gas, though.
No, you don't. And he was talking to Kerr there. Kerr thought about it. You know, we want him to pick it up, but Kerr thought about picking it up, and I think Johnson was like, look, you know, this is a time to teach right here. No, sir. Not at this point in the game.
Clay County taking over at their own 29-yard line. Adams in the gun, three wide right, one left, handing off to Markham. He's into the heart of the defense, fouls ahead for about three. Joseph, the workhorse tonight. Thomas, you mentioned on the trip down, you hope to see about, maybe John that mentioned it, wanted to see about 20 carries out of Markham, and we've hit that mark. Joseph has really carried the load tonight inside. Second and 8 after Markham picks up 2, we'll call it. Ball at the 30. Now say it started on the 28, the 29. So it's at the 31. That's where it's really sitting anyway. Started at the 29, now at the 31. Pick up a 2, making it second and 8. Bird will split wide to the left. Adams with it. Hands off to Markham again. Joseph on his 21st carry. Not much doing there. No gain. And this is about chewing time. We're down to 3:15 and ticking. This one's over. You know, it's 38-12. Clay County going to walk out of Cornersville, Tennessee tonight with a signature win. You know, the homecoming win a couple years ago against Gordonsville, huge win. First time we'd beat them in a long time. Thinking back on a few others, you know, obviously a couple first-round playoff wins in the last couple years, you know, you can't discredit those at all. But might be the biggest win of Coach Johnson's 4 years here.
I'll have to agree. And I think, really, there's no doubt about it.
Right.
When you go back to that Gordonsville win, everybody was excited about it, but we know they were down. They were depleted at that time. Did a great job winning that game. But it is those two, no doubt about it.
Markham the carrier again. No. Kerr the carrier that time. Alec picks up some yardage. It's spotted down now. It's a 34. Fourth and 5 for Clay County. Dog's going to punt. 2:10 and ticking. Yeah, going back to what we were talking about, just a big win. And this is one of those things that Coach Johnson will enjoy this one tonight and tomorrow. And then Sunday it'll be on to Joe Burns and on to the next opponent. He won't be at all satisfied with saying, hey, we beat Cornersville, and, you know, that's good enough. It's time to move on. This was a great win for Clay County. Alec Kerr recording the tackle on the punt. Nate Adams has got off a few nice punts tonight. First time he's took care of those duties. 1:44 left in the contest. Cornersville going to take over one more time. I'm just kind of tuckered out. I've used up all my energy tonight. 38
play. Emotional game. You know, we've seen this crowd on both sides get into a crescendo at times. We saw Cornersville thought they had the answer there on that first drive of the third quarter. Didn't end up being that way because Clay County really had the answer to put this one away. But a lot of people have made this 2.5-hour drive, Daniel, from Clay County and filling up this small set of bleachers here on the sidelines where we are. It's been a great atmosphere from the visitor crowd and also from the home crowd.
Nice tackle made by a couple of dog linemen. I see Coons involved. John Hamilton, the lowest man on that pile. Let's credit Big John with the stop. Minute 30 and ticking. Clay County going to move on to 3-0 on the season. After this big win, they open up Region 4A play next week at Joe Burns over in Cedar Hill, Tennessee, another cool place to go play football. Make that trip if you can. If not, we will be there, of course. Broadcasting live on the Horizon Sports Network. On second nine, a pass is complete. Cornersville crosses midfield, gets to it, actually. They'll spot it on the 50. Tackle made by Jimmy Burchett. What a win. What a game. Clay County played great. We've had special teams brilliance out of Alec Kerr. Great contribution by Jeff Spivey and Grant Strong in their first real action as Bulldogs. We saw Spivey on the field against Clinton County 2 weeks ago. A lot more tonight, though. Markham filling in for Sharp is the full-time running back. He's done great. Nate Adams. Stay tuned in for this Carquist postgame show. There's going to be some big numbers that Thomas throws out about the stat line for Nate Adams. He has played absolutely lights out. Had full confidence in him. Coach Johnson, all summer long, he's talked about him. You run into him, he says, man, Nate Adams. You know, he's so excited about this guy, and I see why. He was seeing him practice every day. We all want Keaton Arms healthy. We want Keaton Arms back. But what a fill-in that Nate Adams has been. Incomplete pass for Cornersville. Stopping the clock with 9 seconds left. So Cornersville going to get one more play of misery here. Is they're going to end up big losers tonight to Clay County. 38-12 going to be this final unless Cornersville does something fancy on the last play of the game. What a win. What a game.
Yeah, you can't say it enough, Daniel. I mean, just from top to bottom, this is what we wanted it to be, a statement win for Clay County. They came in here, they played well, and honestly, I think they shocked Cornersville.
Grant Strong with an interception. He wisely goes straight to the ground. He ends the threat. Strong adds an interception. He has 2 receiving touchdowns on the night and showed some wisdom there by just getting down. This one's over. Buzzer sounds. Clay County 38. They move on to 3-0 on the season. Cornersville 12. They fall to 3-1. Stay with us here on the Horizon Sports Network. We've got the Carquest postgame show coming up.
Coming up, the Carquest postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs. And that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agriculture parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top player by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, a final look at area scores of interest from producer Rob Edwards, and much more on the CarQuest post-game show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackling projects of any size.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Clay County Farm Supply is a proud sponsor of our hometown Bulldogs, and they've expanded their store to better serve the community. Go check out their new addition, where they've got lots to offer, including building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Also ask about their air filter subscription program. Stop forgetting to change your air filters and get them hand-delivered to your door with no fee. Call 931-243-4169, visit claycountyfarmsupply.com, or stop in at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Clay County Farm Supply wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to The Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century.
They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the getting place.
Salina Healthy Rehabilitation Center, Twin River Healthcare Facility, offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Back here live from Cornersville, Tennessee, this is the Carquest post-game show. What a game. Clay County 38, Cornersville 12. Just a dominating win from start to finish by Clay County. Cornersville had a few moments where they acted like they might hang around, but Clay County never allowed them to. It started off early with a huge special teams play. Thomas, you might want to talk about something that transpired before that, but that's the first big shot of this game.
Well, the only thing that transpired before that was fourth and goal from the one on the opening drive for Clay County, if you'll remember, fixing to punch it in, and we lost yardage, had to turn it over on downs on our first drive of the game.
Right. We had the big play, the hookup between freshman Nate Adams and senior Jeff Spivey. Jeff runs it all the way down to, I think, the 5-yard line and kind of sparked us, got us down there. Couldn't convert, though.
Yeah, that happened on the first drive, and then you saw Clay County's defense start early. 4th-and-3 and out. They punt. Alec Kerr, 45 yards to the house, Daniel, to get this thing started for Clay County. And then another 3-and-out. Corners was held to. And Nate Adams found Kerr for an 89-yard touchdown. So back-to-back scores by Alec Kerr to get this thing 12-0 and get Cornersville uncomfortable, just like Coach Jake Johnson wanted.
I'm not sure, but probably the first time Cornersville trailed by 2 scores. You know, they won their first 3 games pretty handily. So put them in a position they hadn't been in yet this year. And on the way down here, we talked about needing Alec Kerr. He showed up early, set that tone.
He did, but then Cornersville didn't lay down. We talked about them. They responded, and it came on special teams, too, Daniel. They picked up a nice Levi Garrett kickoff that died about the 30-yard line and took it all the way down to set up first and goal about the 10. Then they punched it in with about 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. It was a ball game again, 12-6.
Sure was. Great atmosphere at that point in time. Each fan base really feeling it, each team feeling it. Kind of went on from there.
It did, and then we saw the emergence of Hunter Kyle. He had a big sack to start right there at the beginning of the second quarter. Slowed it down, got the ball back to us, and this is the drive we kind of put together. The only one in the game, still haven't counted up the plays, but we're looking at about 8 or 10 plays. It was 10-play drive. Took up 3 minutes there in the second quarter. And it's kind of a statement drive for Clay County. They got in the pass game going. Markham got going. He had runs of 13, runs of 17, got us down there. And then we saw the emergence of the senior, Nate Adams, throwing it up to Grant Strong. Back-to-back touchdowns, Daniel, to give us that three-score lead at the break.
Yeah, that's great. And that touchdown pass, you know, Nate put it in a position where only Grant could get to it. Used the frame of his senior receiver, threw it up high, Grant elevated, got it. Just picture perfect.
It was. And, again, both of them rising to the peak of the ball and bringing them down to the end zone, 24-6. But we saw Cornersville trying to get in the end zone right there before the half, and Clay County turned them away. Just a great defensive stand with their backs against the wall. Back-to-back, well, it was a sack by Hunter Kyle, and then a fourth down stop, fourth and three from the six-yard line. Hunter Kyle with a big tackle for loss, sending it into the locker room with Clay County up 18.
Cornersville got in that overload jumbo set that drive, marched downfield, and that's where Clay County plays its best D, as you just talked about.
But they didn't quit again. First drive of the third quarter, Cornersville made a statement of their own. Their fans had them up. They were really excited. They drove down the field with a sustained drive, and they capped it off with their score from 1 yard out, and it made it 24-12, cut it to a two-score game.
Came back. Clay County's next offensive possession, Cornersville D, dominated on first and second down, got us in third and a bunch, maybe third and 12. That's when Nate Adams stepped up in the pocket under pressure, stayed calm, found Jimmy Burchett downfield for a huge play.
Yeah, 46 yards down the seam. Adams, again, this is unbelievable, hit the poise he had to get that ball off. Then Burchett did the rest after he caught it, ran it all the way down to the 11-yard line. Alec Kerr capped it from there with two runs, took it in from 3 yards out, and pretty much slammed the door right there with that answer. Made it 30-12 with about 2:41 to go in the third.
Yeah, you saw that one more score in the fourth there, and Clay County, you know, dominant performance against the unknown opponent. All we knew was that they had statewide appreciation with their fifth-place ranking, and Clay County proved that, hey, let's, you know, maybe rankings don't mean anything, but at the same time, let's just take that spot from them because we proved we're better than them tonight.
We've said it several times, but a statement win for Clay County. We'll come back after this promo with stats.
You're listening to the CarQuest Postgame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game, brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is a place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278. Or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Still to come, the announcement of the TDS top performer and a final budget pest control scoreboard update. As we wrap up the CarQuest Postgame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Back here for the final time tonight here on the CarQuest Postgame Show, fixing to go through stats. Then we'll do the TDS top performer and wrap it up with the final BPC score update. First, going to let Coach go here list some pretty meager Cornersville stats.
45 plays for 107 yards, 6 of 12 through the air for 62, one interception as the last play of the game, just a desperation heave. But to me, the big stat, guys, that stands out is this Cornersville team, they're a pound-it-down-your-throat team, 39 rushes for 95 yards.
Wow, that says it all. I'm not even going to elaborate on it. What a great job by the run defense.
And we'll just go with defense first. We had two guys leading the way with seven tackles, Daniel, and that was Jimmy Burchett and Joseph Markham, both with seven stops tonight. Markham also adding a sack. Levi Garrett had four stops, including a sack. Coons had five and a tackle for loss. Grant Strome, 4 tackles and the interception to seal this one there at the end. Alec Kerr, 5 tackles. Nate Adams, 1 stop tonight. Eli Smith had 3 in his first start. Austin Anderson had 5 tackles, 2 tackles for loss, and a sack.
Great night.
Weston Birdwell, 2 tackles and a huge sack. We talked about that. John Hamilton in his first action back, 1 stop tonight. Hunter Kyle, 5 stops, 3 sacks, and 1 tackle for loss. We talked about him all night. But
say that one more time. 5 stops.
5 stops, 3 sacks, and 1 tackle for loss. Just
huge night. Best of his career.
No doubt about it. Clay County racked up a total of 335 yards on 45 plays. 5 touchdowns offensively. They did score 6, 1 coming on special teams. They had 30 rushes for a total of 76 yards and 2 touchdowns. Nate Adams was 9 for 15 tonight for 259 yards and 3 touchdowns. What a performance by the freshman quarterback in his first start here tonight. And I thought the coaching staff did a good job of putting him in good situations, too. We didn't see many deep long balls. We saw a few, but we saw the rollouts, the simple routes. Get it to the receiver quick, and we know how dangerous these guys are. So I thought he did a good job managing him, too. But, golly, what a performance.
Yeah, he played great. And like you said, Coach Harris called a great game offensively. And the boys executed.
He did. Rushing. Alec Kerr had 7 carries for 7 yards, so they bottled him up pretty good. 1 3-yard touchdown rushing. Joseph Markham, the workhorse there, 21 carries, 75 yards. Didn't get in the end zone, but just pounded straight ahead. Another solid game for him. The freshman Adams, 2 carries for negative 6 yards. Of course, one of those was that 2-yard touchdown, but he had a sack early on that hurt his rushing stats there. Receiving wise, we've got Grant Strong, 2 catches, 33 yards. Both of those were touchdowns, 2 touchdowns for Strong. Spivey had that 1 catch for 60 yards. Jimmy Burchett, another good night on both sides of the ball. He's leading tackles. He had 2 catches for 53 yards, and we know that 1 was 46 yards and kind of that backbreaker to set it up. And then Alec Kerr, what a night for him. 4 catches, 113 yards, and a touchdown, and a 2-point conversion through the air. Well over 100 return yards. We'll get up with that. But we know he had the 60-yard punt return late, the 45-yard punt return touchdown, and then the rushing touchdown also for him.
Just a great night. We'll just go ahead and flow right into the TDS top performer while we're talking about great performances. It is brought to you, of course, by TDS Disposal. On the way down here, and honestly all week long, I talked about how in the first 2 contests of the year, we just had not seen Alec Kerr in the spotlight yet. Hadn't needed him. We had great wins.
Sure.
Just hadn't had to go there. Well, tonight, we needed him to get over the hump. He's the one that put us up 12-0 early. Had the 45-yard punt return touchdown to spark his team on the very early in that first quarter. Came back, had the huge catch and run. It was about a 20-yard pass from Adams. Kerr goes, his 89 yards total. So he ran about 70 yards with the football streaking down the sideline. Couldn't be caught. And we're up 12-0 pretty early in the first quarter. And Kerr with both of those scores really set that tone. And then comes back later, 60-yard punt return that sets us up at the first and goal at the 10. Kerr with a great one.
Yeah, and you're right. I think it's about setting that tone. It's what happened early in this contest that won the game for Clay County. They came out just like Coach said they needed to do and got Cornersville behind. And once you got them behind, they got uncomfortable. They tried to do things they couldn't, and you see the end result of it. And that came with Alec Kerr's dynamic, the electric 45-yard punt return and the 89-yard touchdown return. But, Daniel, again, as you go through this, you know, he had 3 touchdowns, 1 rushing, 1 on special teams on a punt return, 1 receiving, was the leading receiver on the team. You know, he's probably up around 250, 275 in total yardage tonight when you figure in all-purpose yardage with the return yards.
Coach, thoughts on Kerr's performance?
Well, it's just what we've come to expect from Alec Kerr. You know, put the ball in his hands and good things going to happen for you. And you saw that all night tonight. So, and the good news is we got another year and a half of it.
That's right. He's nowhere close to done. And that is why Alec Kerr was tonight's TDS top performer, brought to you by TDS Disposal. They serve all of your waste management needs and are proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Time to wrap this thing up, Coach. Final budget pest control scoreboard update.
Well, got some games that score shows fourth quarter, but it pretty much is likely over with. Red Bull in 20-0 over Cosby. That one shows fourth quarter, but we think, you know, that's probably over by now. Trousdale County 34, Macon County 0, fourth quarter.
Dominant.
White County 21, Cookeville 7. That was a half. That's the latest score I have on that one, so I don't know.
I'm sure White County continued to dominate.
That one could have gone either way, I suppose, but, you know, you like to think White County definitely has the upper hand there. Final scores. Fayetteville 19, Upperman 14. Sorry, Tom.
That's a huge win. They're defending single A state champs, so it's not like a big shocker.
Yeah.
But that's a strong 4A program that Upperman is. You know, Fayetteville good again.
You know, and with Peabody dropping down in the single out, you know, you think the West is probably Fayetteville, Peabody. We thought maybe Cornersville, but, you know, they've got to get a little better, obviously, I think, to compete with those guys. But, anyway, Stone Memorial 7, Monterey 6.
Is that a final?
That's final.
Okay.
It is final. So, you know, those two wash out there. Of course, nobody can see, but Daniel was celebrating pretty hard there on the Fayetteville win. he's disgusted and
I've
frustrated.
I've never seen anybody from Salina upset over a Monterey loss.
That's the first time I have been, but I picked the murderer. So.
Smith County 18, Westmoreland 0, final score. Coalfield 68, Sunbright 8. Final score. Joe Burns, 3-1 next week. 22-14 winners over Houston County. Sequatchie 22, Jackson County 0. That's the final score. And Gordonsville, after being down at the half, comes back. 28-14 win over Eagleville.
Gordonsville finding a way to win a lot. Yep.
Scoreboard update brought to you as always by Budget Pest Control. Don't let the bed bugs bite.
Folks, we're thrilled you tuned in and listened to us tonight. The Clay County Bulldogs provided a great picture for us to paint for you. Hopefully, what a great game of them. They were winners 38-12 tonight over a team that was ranked fifth in the AP standings, Cornersville High School. They will move on next week to face Joe Burns 1 week from tonight. That's another away game. It is at Joe Burns. Joe Burns, you just heard, 3-1 on the season. Clay County now 3-0. The Region 4A opener. Going to be a dandy over in Cedar Hill, Tennessee. If you can't make it over there, tune in and listen to us on the Horizon Sports Network. For Rob Edwards, Thomas Weaver, and John Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong, wishing y'all a good night.